This is episode number 60 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of January 19th, 2009. It's time for me to walk. Coming up on today's show, our Find a Fourth winner, Repeat, joins us for the show. This week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we talk about Repeat's topic, consoles versus portables. After that, new releases, listener email, and the massive question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 60.
Hey there.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And today, we have our Find a Fourth contest winner, our very special guest. Peter Woodward, otherwise known as Repeat. What's up, man?
Hey guys, how you going?
The funny thing is that right now I can't hear the music or anything.
So I'm just bebopping back
and
forth to it.
Dancing around, I'm like, dude, I can't hear anything.
That's awesome.
Hey, yeah.
For the record, I like Great Southern Land over that one. But, you know, that's what's fine.
We'll keep that in mind for next time.
Yeah, okay.
I was in a pinch.
Jason, man, what's up? How you doing?
I'm drinking beer and taunting you with it because Chris can't drink beer right now. We're in the same room again tonight, so if we sound funky, yeah, it's his fault.
It's always my fault.
But no, I'm drinking a Michelob Ultra, pomegranate, raspberry. I was feeling weird. Fruity.
That's a beer?
It's a beer.
yeah, exactly. They have these crazy fruity beers in the U.S. of A.
Yep.
Peter, it's ridiculous.
That's not right. That's just not right at all. No.
They don't know how to drink real beer.
But otherwise, I'm doing pretty good. Recorded on the Goo a couple nights ago.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. Yeah, I had a great time. Adam actually had us cracking up. Believe it or not.
Nice.
Adam
had us cracking up.
Holy shit!
I know.
Can't wait to listen to that.
It's weird. It's funny shit. So yeah, tune in.
Cool. Yeah, and you guys were talking about what?
Joysticks, fighting games, and all kinds of other geeky stuff, but mostly about joysticks. Not ours. Well, the ones that I made. But
totally not in the gay way.
Right. No, totally not gay. We didn't play with
it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, cool. Jeff, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just getting over a little bit of a cold. But other than that, doing okay. It's friggin' minus 30 here or something like that today. Well, with the wind chill.
Is that Celsius or no?
That's Celsius.
Okay.
So I don't know what that is in crazy temperature.
In crazy temperature?
Yeah.
In crazy temperature, it's not that bad.
It's probably like, I'm trying to think, maybe like 20 or something?
I'm not 15? Sure. It's probably pretty bad.
Yeah.
Very cold.
What's freezing there? 30?
32.
Give or take.
32? Yeah. So it's under that.
All right,
it's like negative 22.
Yeah, something like that. It's
thank you.
It's getting up there.
That's why we've got Repeat on.
-22.
Did you break out the calculator and do that on your own?
No, I did it with Google. Google's magic for that.
Yes,
it's nice. Calculator.
It's my spell checker too.
That works too. That's a calculator.
And it's great for finding the porn.
Google is my homeboy.
Pete, what's up, man?
Not much, actually. I'm just, you know, it's positive 30 over here. It's a complete opposite of Jeff, but that's all right. I'm not quite drinking what I wanted to drink, but that's okay. Because it is before lunchtime, so I wanted something a bit subtle. But I couldn't find my bottle opener, so I couldn't drink my mead. So instead, I'm just having scotch.
Scotch for breakfast. That's awesome.
So yeah, it's a nice Talascatenia. So it's going right.
Good stuff. Chris, how come you're not drinking anything?
I am actually trying to lose weight before the wedding.
Oh.
So okay. I'm being extremely aggressive with it. I've cut out alcohol altogether. And I'm going to have one day off, which will be 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
That'll be because we'll be doing, we're just going out for my birthday, which is the 28th.
Something special.
Yeah.
Oh, it was my birthday actually last week too. So I'm 1 year older.
I know. Congratulations.
You're 30. Hooray. It's,
25, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're officially all over 30 now.
Cool. All right. Well, he had to throw that in there just to make us all feel better.
Thanks, man.
Let's see what's going on. We just started, we kind of just, because we're recording on Friday, we started up the Project MMO stuff yesterday. We played Atlantica for a little while. We were pretty impressed by it. So you guys want to get involved in that, go out and download it. It's pretty cool. There's a topic up on VG Evo that gives you all the information you need. We started event server so everyone can chat with each other and have a good time. And yeah, there were about six or seven of us yesterday, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. And it cost us money, so you better use that event server.
All right, well, let's jump in then. Let's start with Pete. Pete, what's distracting you this week?
Actually, quite a lot. So I'll start for the Wii. Actually, on the Wii, I should say. I've been playing Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door for the GameCube.
Neat.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I picked it up as a sort of a backlog game. I've been trying to get back to it. So yeah, I've almost got all the way through it now. I've got like six stars, so one to go. The 360, I finished Mass Effect for the second time.
Sweet!
Yeah, I went the Renegade path this time.
It's a lot of fun that way, isn't it?
I don't know. Actually, some of the quests are really cool to do that way. Some of them, I don't know.
I think you miss out on a lot, but...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do kind of miss out on some stuff. But the reason I was playing it was because I want to get back to Fallout. But every time I play Fallout, I just reminded, like, oh, Mass Effect did this better. Mass Effect did this better. So I wanted to play it to make sure I wasn't just making it up. Yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't. Because I forgot how damn good Mass Effect is. That conversation system in there is just beautiful.
Yeah, awesome. Mass Effect is really good. The one thing that I find about the difference between the two is that it's a lot harder for me to go as like evil in Fallout than it is in Mass Effect.
Yeah,
I can say that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you say harder to go in... It's hard to go evil in
Fallout.
Mass Effect or in Fallout? Oh, really?
Yeah, I find it harder to.
I found it the other way around.
Really?
Yeah. Because I found it, like, in Mass Effect, I felt being a dick really had, like, I don't know, like, I was actually being a dick to these characters. When Fallout, I just felt, like, kind of like, man, if I want to be a dick, I can be a dick.
He just felt kind of natural.
Yeah.
Well, the main story in Mass Effect kind of, it's sort of built that you're not being a dick, but...
Yeah, you just have a bad attitude.
Some of the scenes come out a bit weird if you're sort of being a dick, so I don't know.
Yeah, in Fallout, I went into Rivet City with a neutral karma, and they all broke out guns and started shooting at me. I'm like, fuck, I didn't do anything.
Damn.
So yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they didn't like how I was staring at them.
Huh.
So anyway, after finishing up, I stuck Dead Rising in for a little bit just to, you know, kill some zombies.
Awesome.
Still a great game.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so that's it for 360. On the PS3, I've been playing a couple of games you might be interested in. First one's Aquanauts Holiday,
ooh,
which I believe is coming to the US as the rumor is as a PSN download.
Okay.
Oh, really?
But I imported there's like a Chinese-English version you can get.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. I mean, I actually finished the sort of the story part of it, but you drive a little submarine around and you look at fish and yeah, that's pretty much it. It's kind of neat. It's very relaxing to play.
So is it like kind of like Endless Ocean underwater for the Wii?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah, you're in a sub, and obviously the graphics are, like, really quite nice on it, and there's a lot of weird stuff goes on. Because, like, you can sing to you can Twitter to fishes, and it's all kind of bizarre, and... yeah, you gotta, like, Twitter to fishes to get meme, and you can upgrade your sub, and it's a bit strange. But, no, it's pretty neat. Maybe if it does come as a PSN download, it's, like, sort of $20 or something, it's definitely worth checking out.
All right,
and
cool.
The other weird one is Hakuna Matata, also known as Africa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how's that?
Interesting. It's a pretty full-on hardcore photography simulator once you get into it.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah, because when you start, you get like sort of a point-and-shoot camera. So you can just, you get driven around and you can run around on foot a bit. And you just sort of take photos of stuff. But after a little while, you get a proper digital camera. So you can adjust all sorts of things like you can on a real camera, which is pretty neat. But I mean, the basic game is you get a mission to say, go photograph, a hippo yawning or something. And you go out there and you stalk the hippo and you... hide in the bushes for a while until it yawns and you take a photo of it.
Sounds like me in college. So.
You were stalking hippos in college.
Well, if that's what was around.
Yeah, it depends on the time, right?
Were you having trouble getting good-looking girls? I mean, what's going on?
What are you talking about? Right? Talking about hippos here, Chris. Christ.
Yeah, fuck, man. There's hippos all over Toronto.
Yeah.
Just to let you know that.
All right.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's got some problems, though. Like, the controls are a bit wonky on it, and saving is atrocious. It takes, like, a whole minute to save, because it's got a 300 meg save file for some unknown reason.
Holy
moly. Wow.
I don't know why, because you can export the photos you take out, but they're just like really low res. I mean, I put some up on the forums when I first got it, but the resolution exporter mat's pretty crappy, so they don't quite look anywhere near as nice as they do on the TV. But yeah, and it's a pretty interesting game. But
sounds as such. Yeah, I know we're interested. I'd love to see it in action.
Yeah, me too. I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, the visuals are just awesome. Gorgeous. Now, I do have a question. Have you been attacked yet?
Yeah.
Now, what happens in that situation? I mean, what's the game like in that situation?
You get eaten.
Basically, what happens if you get... No, it's not quick time events. If you get sort of too close to something, the sort of the edge of the screen will sort of flash red. And like, because, well, the first time it's happened, it was, you know, stalking the hippo, ironically enough. Got a bit too close, and then it sort of, you know, got angry at me, sort of started snarling a bit, and the sort of screen flashes red. If you don't run away, it just charges at you, and the screen goes blank, and it wipes your memory card. So somehow the hippo manages to not destroy your camera, but just wipe the photos off your memory card.
And just eat it.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Then you just end up back at your camp. So there's no real sort of death penalty or anything, other than you lose a bit of whatever you had.
Whatever you're doing.
Any photos you're taking on that sort of expedition.
Right.
Okay, cool.
He's like, I mean, goddamn paparazzi, take that card out of your camera now.
I mean, there's no sort of blood or anything in the game, but the animals do attack each other. Like, one of the first sort of missions you get sent on is to take a picture of a cheetah hunting a gazelle. So you get to see a cheetah running after it and, like, you know, pouncing on it and stuff. And it looks pretty cool, but, you know, there's no blood or anything.
Right, okay.
But, you know, it's pretty nifty. I mean, there's a lot of, as like a, I can see it almost used as an educational tool, because there's a, like, once you take a photo or something, it unlocks a bunch of like encyclopedia pages and photos and footage and stuff of it, like just part of the National Geographic.
That's cool.
Stuff.
Yeah,
that's cool. It's got a lot of information and like about the animals and stuff. So that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be that guy. Do the animals have sex? Can you take pictures?
Not that I've seen.
Okay. All right.
They do mating dances, if that counts.
Okay. I'll take it.
It's getting close.
Sweet.
I just imagine the pictures we'd get if that was actually in there. All from Jason.
I know, right? That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's one of the things. It's actually got an online component where you can actually, they'll run contests to say, take a photo of something, and you can just upload your photos and people vote on it.
Man.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
That's kind of neat.
Some community interaction there with the game. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it also allows you to sort of exploit the sort of the more photographic aspects of the camera. Like you can take black and white photos, and you can do some other cool stuff that doesn't really get your points in the game. So yeah, that's pretty neat. Also playing Rock Band 2, obviously.
Yeah,
you know, can't get enough of that. Actually started moving up to expert drums, sort of.
Ooh, nice. Congrats.
Yeah, doing okay. Well, I got 5 stars on my first expert drum song, but that's...
Nice.
That was all right.
Which song was that?
My foot. New Kid in School by the Donners. So, yeah. One of the easier ones, but...
That's fine.
My foot felt like it was going to fall off afterwards, but that's okay. A lot of kick pedal.
Yeah.
And download titles on the PS3, Mega Man 9. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
Which, I mean, you don't so much as play it as, like, swear at your TV for half an hour, but true. It's awesome. I did beat 2 bosses, though. So I beat Jewel Man and, what's the other one? Plug Man, I think. Something like that. Yeah, so.
Jewel Man.
Plugging away at that.
Okay, cool.
And also a little bit of Crash Commandos, which is really fun.
How is that?
Sweet.
That's good?
Yeah, it's a really good multiplayer game. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
I've only
the
played
community's...
a single
player. No, you need to play a multiplayer. That's what it's all about. Because the bots are just not, like, they don't do it. Like, the bots will never get in cars or the vehicles. And
and they'll stand in front of a car unless you run over them. I noticed that.
Yeah. Well, the problem with the cars is when you're playing team games is you can run your teammates over.
Oh.
So,
nice. That's awesome. I'm buying it.
So you tend to get run over a lot by your teammates if you're not careful. Because
they'll
just come plowing
through. Is it like Contra or is it like... I haven't seen anything on it. So that's why I'm
asking. Think of a 2D dual stick shooter. Where your motion and one stick is the direction you're firing.
And you can also kind of fly and hover a little bit too with jetpacks.
Yeah, you have a jetpack, which is cool.
Well, you can fly a lot. You have to fly a lot, otherwise you just get caned.
Yeah.
And how many people
really
play at the same time?
12, I think. 6 for 10.
Holy shit, are you serious?
Yeah, it's really good, Jeff. It really is.
It's like, it's just super quick to get in because there's no like collecting of weapons. You basically pick your weapon at the start. I mean, I think the weapons are kind of unbalanced, but it doesn't really matter because it's just fun.
Are you playing against each other?
You play teams.
You can play deathmatch or teams, but I think teams is the way to go.
And
it's really good.
Yeah, and the environments are pretty cool too, because there's like the ones that I played, at least, there's like two sides to each environment. You have like a little tunnel you can go through to get on the other side of the environment. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, they're all like that. There's also bits in the level where you can actually see through to the other side, so you can see people on the other side and things like that.
It's very cool.
So yeah, no, it's definitely worth picking up. I mean, hopefully the community hangs around long enough to keep it going, but it seems to be okay so far.
Hopefully they'll still be there when I finally get around to it. I bought it and I've been itching to play it. It's just such bad timing right now for me, but it looks great. Can't wait.
Yeah.
No, it's cool fun. On my Japanese PS2, I played a little bit of Fantasy Zone 2 DX, which is the... It's on the Fantasy Zone collection.
Like Fantasy Zone, like old school Fantasy Zone, like those games?
So like a Sega Ages collection type
thing?
Yeah,
like the Sega.
Yeah, so it's a Sega Ages one. Yep. This this game's kind of like Mega Man 9. It's a new game that they remade, except they went one step further. Unlike Mega Man 9, which is a made to be like an NES game, this is a new Sega 16 game.
Cool. Oh, wow.
So they actually went and programmed it back forth, and they actually produced a couple of arcade boards for the demos and stuff in Japan, which is insanely impressive. The thing was, Fantasy Zone 2 was a Master System game, so it was a huge step down from the arcade original. So they sort of went back and said, okay, we want to redo this game. Let's do it on the arcade board, and it's just really fucking good.
Cool.
You're still in that kind of weird-looking ship thing?
Oh, yeah, you're an
opera.
Like
an egg.
And super pastel colors all over the shop. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. I haven't played that game in forever.
Mm-hmm. I've actually never played it, so.
If you have,
I remember,
definitely pick up the collection.
Do you guys remember Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf for the Genesis?
Yeah.
I remember there was a code or a cheat where you could play a little mini game of that.
For real?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. How bizarre.
Wow. That's weird. Yeah,
that's like almost as bad as the South Park in like the Tiger Woods game. it just doesn't match up.
No, not at all.
Yeah. But I mean, if you have the ability to play Japanese PS2 games, I was definitely looking to get into collection. It's cool. Really worth it.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
I've eyed it up.
Yeah. So onto my portables, which obviously big player of them, given the feature.
What?
So on the DS, I've been playing Zuna 2, the Unemployed Ninja Returns.
I think that's
the
title. Yeah.
Cool.
Which is a roguelike / RPG. It's kind of, it's not as good as Sheeran, I'll just say that. But
it's more forgiving, apparently.
I like this more forgiving business.
Well, you don't lose your experience when you die. So in a sense, it's more like an RPG. So it's a lot of grinding.
Well,
so
that's fine.
There is that. I mean, the characters are kind of funny. There's a character called Shino, which is pretty interesting.
Is he gay?
Who's a chick.
Well, yeah, Shino is actually a unit. It's a works both ways in Japan, I think.
It's a gay name.
Yeah. It's a gay name.
You know it, bitch.
Oh, fuck. He's right here.
But I mean,
he was rubbing your leg there, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. That was weird.
I mean, they made a lot of improvements over the first Azuna with it. Like, you take two people into the dungeon with you now, so you can switch whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps you survive, like, a lot. Because when your first character gets knocked out, you automatically switch to the second one, so you can get out a lot easier. But, yeah. Although, you do have to level up everyone separately, which really sucks.
Oh, that is kind of...
That's one of the biggest peeves with RPGs.
Yeah. Because you're only taking two in at once, that you sort of level two people up. I got two people that are like level 20. Mm. And then I got one guy at level 7, and I just got another 8 people into my party, so they're all level 1. It's just like, what the fuck?
Holy crap.
So yeah, there's that. Obviously, I've been playing Shuren the Wanderer, because it's like the best DS game ever. Have you been playing anymore, Chris?
Actually, I haven't. I haven't touched my DS because my fiance took it.
Yeah.
And she's been playing Chibi Robo the past couple weeks.
Yeah, we both gave it a shot, and I think we both kind of came away with the same assessment.
They were talking a bunch of mess about it, Peter.
I got one thing to say to you. Harden the fuck up. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's not a good thing. Never mind.
Yeah. No, I just played it Shuren a little bit. I don't know if you did the phase challenges. It's in the first town. There's a house you can go into, and it's like these little puzzle sort of levels.
Yeah, I got to a really mountain cool. and I died, and I couldn't...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as far as I got.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, these challenges, they give you... You basically start level 1, they give you like a small set of known items, and it's like you have to figure out how to use them or how to get past the enemies, things like that. So they're actually really fun. I've almost finished all of them. I've got like 5 to go or something. So yeah.
That sounds like that could really help you with the actual campaign of the game.
Yeah, it does. It sort of gives you an idea of how to use things, because you look at it and like, how the fuck am I supposed to do this with these items? Then you figure out that, if I throw a staff at someone, it actually gives me an extra use of it, or if I, you know, do this or that, you can get the enemies to fight each other or all sorts of crazy shit.
Here's one of the things that really got me when I was playing it. Okay. I can understand like dying once in a while and stuff like that. But, you know, I mentioned on another episode, I think, that I walked into this room and I was surrounded by, you know, like 10, 15 guys, right? So the thing about that was more that right before I walked into that room, someone had turned a confusion jar that I had, I think it was a confusion jar or something, into a rice ball. The item that I would have used to help me out of that situation was gone because something can turn into a rice ball.
Very smart of them.
It just drove me nuts.
Repeat. Well, right, though. We're just kind of pussies. Yeah. For real. I mean, we used to play games that were less forgiving, you know, back in the day, relentlessly. You know, if we're just spoiled and we're soft and, you know, we're bitches.
Well, I mean, situations like that, you shouldn't be able to get surrounded unless you go upstairs and start surrounded, because you should have walked into the room.
No, I went upstairs with Chris.
You just suck at the games.
Okay, yeah, that happens occasionally. But I mean, if you're smart with your stockpiling of items and things, but yeah, it happens if things do that. I mean, you can go backwards through levels as well. I don't know if you know that.
No, I don't. How do you do that?
When you get to the stairs, it says go back, which means go back a level.
Oh, but as soon as you go up the stairs, you don't have that choice until you find another set.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
but it's about being prepared.
I'm never prepared.
Yeah, well, obviously, I've seen that already today.
This podcast is evidence of that.
Yeah, the other game is Ketsui Death Label on the DS, which is another really awesome game. It's a cave shmup.
Oh, which, okay.
It's an import. It's actually a quite expensive import because it comes with a DVD of like super plays of people who are far too good.
People that have way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, but it's just a boss rush of like all the bosses. So it's like you play for like 5 minutes and get through a mode. But it's actually really forgiving as well, because like the easy modes are really easy and the hard modes are effing impossible. But every time you play a mode, it gives you an extra life. The next time you start, up to 20. Wow. And if you get to 20 lives, then it unlocks the next mode automatically anyway. So yeah, you can push your way through eventually. Well, sort of. I can't quite beat extra hard with 20 lives yet, but I'll get there eventually.
Jeez.
But yeah, it's a really impressive technical feat on the DS. It's just like almost mesmerizing in like later stages. Just bullets everywhere.
But yeah,
it's cool.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
For the PSP, I picked up Guilty Gear Judgment off the PSN.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
How is that?
It's actually really good. It's
really? Now, that's not an actual fighting game, though, is it?
No, it's a beat 'em up.
No, it's two. Yes. It's two games in one. You get a Guilty Gear fighting game. I think it's Guilty Gear 2X. Hash Reload, Bang, something.
Yeah. HD Remix.
I don't know. I haven't actually played the fighting game yet, but I've been playing the beat 'em up, and the beat 'em up is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. It's fantastic.
Have you got it?
So it is good, huh? Damn it.
And it's cheap.
Well, it's cheap, dude. It's like $5.
$6.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, because it's kind of reminded me of Guardian Heroes a bit, because you got normal, like, you have three attack buttons, and then you've got special attacks as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, do normal attacks, train them into special attacks, you know. And it looks really nice. Use all the Guilty Gear sprites, so it's, you know, it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So I think it's well worth the $6.
I agree. 100%.
I agree.
200%. PSP.
Go buy it, Jeff.
I'm sold.
It's also got co-op play, and apparently it works with the ad hoc party thing, but I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, cool.
Damn. We're doing that. Yeah. All right.
And the last PSP game I've been playing is LocoRoco 2, which isn't out in the US yet.
No, it's not.
And ironically enough, people in the US cannot talk about it yet, which I thought is hilarious.
But you can.
You can. You're from Australia. Talk about it.
If you played LocoRoco and didn't like it, this one's probably not going to change your mind too much.
No surprise. Okay.
Yeah, no real surprise, but it is way better than the first one.
Wow.
Really?
It's like the first few levels I played, I was kind of like, okay, it's more of the same, whatever. But it's kind of like Little Big Planet, in that every single next level you go to, you're just amazed by how much more creativity they just stuff in there. It's really fucking good.
Yeah, I liked the first one a lot. I never got around to finishing it, but I really loved what they did. It was a very unique game. That and Patapon were just fantastic titles to put out on the PSP. And I love the fact that they're putting out LocoRoco for the $20 budget price, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's very well worth the $20. I mean,
I'm going to get it.
A testament to how good it is. this week, I picked it up earlier this week. Twice I've had my PSP, basically the screen go gray with a little battery with a cross on it. And turn off.
Oh, really?
Whilst playing it.
Well, that's only scrambled like, oh, for the AC adapter. Shit!
Well, yeah. It turns itself off and then you just plug it in and it comes back on. So it's all it's good like that. But yeah, it's really fun. I'm gonna play it tomorrow. I'm probably going to do a review up for VG Evo at some point, hopefully.
God damn.
Sweet, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's definitely worth it.
Very cool.
Also, because of the feature, I broke out my Neo Geo Pocket Color.
Nice.
And, wow.
Yeah, I love that thing. It's such a good handheld. So yeah, I cranked out a little bit of.
I've never touched one before.
Oh, they're so cool, man! You're in for a treat, man. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome. Yeah, so I played a little bit of Last Blade, some Samurai Shodown 2, and some Marvel's
Samurai Shodown 2 on that thing. But it's really scaled down, though, right?
No, it's not actually. The graphics are kind of like chibi and stuff, but it's. Like, it's a pretty close to the original games. Like, they're very, very good.
I mean, the gameplay is very close to the games, that like what you're used to in the regular games. Like, Last Blade 2 is one of the gooder is one of the better ones.
The gooder?
Yeah, one of the gooder ones.
The most funnerest.
Hey, do you have Millennium Match?
Yeah, I played that one as well. Mm. I actually like Last Blade 2 better than Millennium Match.
Mm. Oh, do you?
I find the, because Last Blade 2, the characters... They're not quite as cartoony, and they're a bit more predictable in how far they're going to attack. Because in Millennium Match, like you throw a punch out, and the guy's hand is gigantic, and you can never quite tell how far it's going to go.
Yeah, that's true.
So I get a little bit. I haven't really stuck enough time into it, but I've pretty much played I've unlocked like everything possible in Last Blade.
Nice.
So yeah, I mean, Last Blade 2 is like my favorite fighting game ever. So
yeah, I'm a big fan of that game.
The portable version is, that's just it.
Very cool.
Let's see. A few more titles. On the PC, of all things, I got an email from Telltale Games saying I could get $15 off Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People.
Oh, cool.
So I took them up on that offer, and I played through the first episode, which is titled Homestar Ruiner, and it's actually pretty damn cool.
Huh.
It's, point-and-click adventure game. You can get on the Wii as well, I believe, but it's like an extra... Yeah. It's like $10 instead of $8 per episode. So if you're all up, it's going to cost you like $50 instead of like $35, I think it's a regular price.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, other than trying to get it to work under Linux, which is a bit of a pain in the ass, but I did get it eventually. And, really funny. If you like the cartoon, then I'd say look into it. There's demos available, so check it out.
Cool.
The other one, which is sort of this weird indie title, which I suggest everyone should go play, and I'll try and get you guys a link for it, is a game called Gravity Bone. I don't know if you guys have heard about it.
No, I'm surprised.
It's not really a game. It's sort of interesting way of, it sort of portrays a way of telling story in a strange sort of way. It's like a 25 meg download, and the game takes you like 20 minutes to go through. It's not like it's going to tax anyone. And it runs on the Quake 2 engine, so it's, any computer can run it. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty nifty and interesting, and I'd suggest you guys, everyone go play it, because it's,
Gravity awesome. Bone?
Gravity Bone.
Hmm. Will do.
And lastly, this morning, because I got up a bit earlier than I was planning to, I was like looking for something to play, so I thought I'd play some Mega Man. So I picked up my Saturn controller, my USB one. Well, I thought it was my USB one, but it was my actual Saturn controller. So I'm like, I haven't played my Saturn in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I threw in Guardian Heroes. That game is so fucking good. So, yeah, played a bit of that and also some Dodonpachi because I feel like kicking myself in the balls.
See, now, Guardian Heroes is a game that I would love to see come out as a downloadable title.
Sure.
With online play, oh, my God, that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And if I could fix the slowdown, I forgot how bad that was.
Jesus Christ. It was really bad, really bad.
Because it's like the first room, you're like in the sort of burning tavern, and that the chicken red like casts its ice spell and just grinds to a halt, and I'm like, that's awesome.
I remember I didn't mind slowdown and beat 'em ups back in the day, though, for some reason.
It works all right, because it's sort of predictable. It's like when you do your big flashy sort of special moves and stuff, so it kind of looks cool. But, it's kind of annoying when...
It's like the Matrix
when you do it,
it's
cool.
But not done on purpose.
Yeah, it's when someone else does it, it's kind of like, oh, okay, that's... I forgot how good the music in that game was. It's really fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty much my week.
Not
and that's
bad.
Our show for this week, so...
there we go. Our time is spent.
So what have you guys been playing?
This show's been brought to you by Foster's.
Fuck Foster's. No Australian drinks that shit.
Jeff, how long you been waiting to say that?
Well, I was going to do it at the introduction, but then I was like, no, I'll wait. I'll wait. Okay. When you did the whole, this is what I'm drinking, I was like, no, I'm going to save it for the perfect time.
Are you drinking Foster? That would be pretty cool.
No, it's not cool at all.
And then Pete can make fun of
I think
of
it might
you.
Rival yeah. that fruity thing you're drinking, Jason. For
my fruity beer.
Yeah, I'm drinking Stella. The good stuff.
Stella.
All right, Jason, what's been distracting you?
You always ask me what I'm drinking.
Yeah, that
was like, my that I am. Great. Not nearly as much as Repeat here.
I don't think the three of us together have been playing as much as Repeat.
I'm very
well, see,
jealous.
I haven't played each one for very long. I've kind of been all over the shop.
Yeah. I guess
it's like half an hour here,
like
an hour there.
Too.
So
I usually just cut those out though. But you know, I mentioned before that I got my Dreamcast again, so I've been playing that a little bit. Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Sweet.
Lots of other fighting games
nice.
Too. I got some memories
Bastard
cooking
on
my...
stealing my thunder for this week.
What? Were you playing it too?
Yes, I've been playing my dream... Oh, fuck. Just go.
That's really about it. I played some Berserk, Sword of the Berserk.
Oh,
yeah,
that?
Dude,
I haven't played that
I remember
forever.
That game as being awesome. Does it hold up?
It does. I think so.
It does,
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, you have to get that mindset that, yeah, I'm playing a Dreamcast game. Yeah, I'm a couple gens ago or whatever. But
I don't mind getting stuck in these hallways.
Big sword and lots of blood. How could that not hold up?
I don't know. It just had problems. I just remember like narrow hallways really
yeah.
sometimes.
And then your sword wouldn't you like clunk into the side of the walls and stuff. And that was a little frustrating. But yeah, it's part of the mechanic, you know, because you were forced to get into open areas then in that case. But yeah, lots of fighting games and Super Stardust HD. I beat up on Scott's wife a little bit. She had it coming though. She's mouthy. That did not
don't
come out right. No. Her high score. But then, yeah, I got a text.
Waiter, check please.
Yeah, I got a text message from her last night, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm going outside for a victory smoke." I'm like, "What do you mean victory smoke?" Yeah, she beat my score again. So now she's reigning on top. Damn it. That's really about it.
Hold on, rewind a second. You said and a lot of other what other fighting games were you playing on the Dreamcast?
On the Dreamcast? No, the Dreamcast specifically. No, I hooked up.
Okay.
I got some emulators cooking on my laptop actually. You name it, lots of Capcom and SNK stuff. So
nice.
Just playing around with it, checking out the stick and stuff. So
cool.
That was fun.
Awesome.
I can't really think. Oh, the Atlantica. The MMO, but I can't really talk about that too much. We got to save that for the next show.
Yeah, save that for the next show.
Yeah,
can't blow our load early like Jeff usually likes to do.
He can't help it; he's young. Well, not anymore.
Chris
right now
you.
He's old.
He's young and eager. All right,
Jeff, your show. What you playing?
What have I been playing? Okay, well, I'm chipping away at World of War still.
Okay, cool.
Zombie mode yet?
Same old. Yeah, I actually played zombie mode for the first time last night.
Okay.
Buddy of mine has it. It is freaking fun.
Good.
I actually like it.
There's a new story
more.
I saw today that actually they unlock zombie mode for everybody. Well, they're doing it very soon, I think.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm close to the end of the game anyway. But the what? It's huge. I thought it was really, really good. I thought it was more fun than Horde mode on Gears 2, just because it's faster moving and stuff. And. Mm-hmm. It's more like Left 4 Dead, but you're in one room or like a couple rooms. It's pretty fun.
Interesting.
You have to board up the doors and the windows and stuff. Then you have like a certain amount of time to get ammo and buy weapons. And then eventually you can open up this room, which is like the back room area. And you go in there's like a mystery box, and it costs like 900 credits something to open it up. And then you randomly get a gun, so you have no idea what gun it's going to be. It'll just kind of randomly give you one. There's this
box?
Like alien gun, which is pretty crazy. Like. Vaporizes zombies. It's pretty badass.
Neat.
It's fun. I think you guys like, especially the zombie loving peoples.
That's
I like
me.
It.
I gotta
yes.
say. All right.
More Motor Storm 2 or Pacific Rift, whatever right. you want to call it.
Rift.
Street Fighter, and then well, yesterday I called in sick because I have a little bit of a cold, so you probably tell them all nasally.
Oh, you got a cold in it, node.
I got a cold. So I'm sitting at home, like, I just want to, like, I'm on the internet, and I'm looking at Street Fighter 4 videos. Then I'm like, hey, I'm going to look at some Street Fighter 3 videos. I'm like, damn, you know what? Street Fighter 3 is, like, that game I missed out on. I never really owned it. I think I rented it for Dreamcast once, like, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go find Street Fighter Anniversary Collection.
Okay.
Of course, it's sold out everywhere. I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, no.
It's pretty rare. So, yeah, I went, like, to every little store in this neighborhood, which is probably, like, five of them. Then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get Street Fighter Alpha Anthology.
Sick. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. So nothing. I'm like, what the hell? And of course, everyone's got like Street Fighter fever right now because of 4 and everything. So everyone's buying up all the copies of Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's probably.
So I get home, like, I got some fighting games for my Dreamcast. So
yeah.
Fired it up. Marvel's Capcom 1 and 2 a little bit. And awesome. Capcom vs. SNK2 was one I probably played the most. I forgot how kick-ass that game is.
One of my favorites.
Awesome. It is so good.
Yeah, really good.
Oh, man. And I don't remember the Dreamcast. Like, I always remember the Dreamcast controllers being shitty for fighters, but for that game, I don't know if they adjusted something, but it controls fine with that game. I don't know. I can get off all my shurikens and all the quarter circles I need to do and stuff, and I was pretty impressed. But then the problem is...
I was never a fan of the Dreamcast controller.
You were or weren't?
I weren't. No, like after the Saturn controller, it was such a downside.
Oh, Saturn controller was sex in the hands.
No kidding.
It was great. But,
have you guys tried
it's really
the arcade
good.
Stick? Those are pretty buttery.
Which ones?
Just saying.
So, but the problem with that is it animates much better than even HD. So when I go back and play HD, I'm like, man, if this only had better animation. Because I never played the other ones for so long, so I just like went back to HD. I'm like, it's not that bad animation, but then you play one of these, and I'm like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
So well, that's basically it, besides like the Dreamcast. And that's basically it. A little bit of Left 4 Dead here and there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Other than that, that's pretty much
it. Yeah, I need to get back into Left 4 Dead. I haven't played in a while.
Agreed.
Yes.
Anytime.
Cool.
Right now.
Chris?
See. 360, play some more Fallout 3, go figure. PSP, play some more Jeanne d'Arc.
Yeah.
I got to chapter 4, and now I'm sad. But I can't say why I'm sad.
Someone dies.
I don't know. There's still hope that I will no longer be sad. But right now I am.
Because someone will be resurrected.
The game is still awesome, though. I mean, not like it's freaking. I mean, there's actually a mission in it that where you face a bunch of dragons and shit. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, look, there's dragons in the middle of fucking France. I walked in there the first time I walked into this mission. It's like one shot, I was dead. And you know, after a few more missions, I went back and leveled up all my characters, and you know, I beat the mission. You get two like super powerful weapons for a couple of your guys, so that was helpful. Still loving on that. For the PSP, I tried to play Phantasy Star Portable, the demo, over Ad Hoc Party, and it didn't quite work out as well as I wanted it to. I was trying to play with Scott from the Goo, and we ended up connecting, and you know, we could see each other's games, but as soon as you know, we tried to enter the game, the person who wasn't hosting, who was actually the guest, would they just get like a like the text on the screen would go away, and the scrolling background would still be there, and it would just never put you into the game, and then it would disconnect you.
Weird.
So we never actually got it going, but did find out that Ad Hoc Party does have voice chat, so that is good.
It's pretty awesome. Huh.
Yeah.
Now, is that actually coming here, or is it only the DS one that's coming
Shit,
here?
Shit, I hope it's coming here.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I downloaded it as well. It froze up on me, actually, when I tried it one time, just trying to connect to some random Japanese kid. But I downloaded the video as well, a little promo video, and those little Japanese kids looked like they were having a hell of a time. So I hope it's going to be fun.
They really need to announce when that Ad Hoc Party's coming out over here.
Agreed.
Yeah, I really hope they bring it here.
That would be an extremely, extremely cool app. I've been waiting for that for a while.
And it makes more sense here than it does in Japan anyway, because in Japan, they'd rather be in the same room playing with each other rather than playing online.
We're antisocial here. We don't want to be with
people. Yeah, that's right. We're lazy Americans. We don't want to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We want to stay in our living room and play online.
Well, speak for yourself there, but yeah. Not everyone here is American, Chris.
That's right. Well, you're from North America, are you not? You're in the North American continent. You fact. All right.
I know.
Let's see. For PC, well, you know, as we spoke about earlier, we played a little Atlantica. It was pretty cool. But I also got a lot of Peggle time in.
Awesome.
Yeah. This game is so fucking addicting, man.
It's sick.
It's like Crystal's like, I'm going up to bed. You come in? And I'm like, yeah, let me just finish the stage. You know, it's like, and then you fail the stage. It's like, fuck, next, retry. Yeah. I got to do it again. I got to get the stage done before I go to bed.
Well, have you gotten to like the challenges and stuff yet? Or
not yet. She has.
Oh,
She's doing the challenges and she's getting like really excited
That's
about them and
worse.
Stuff like that. So,
oh, God.
But she played the game for like 2 days straight until she beat it. And then when she's like, yeah, I'm on the challenge stages now. And she gets mad at me because she's like, because you're better than I am. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you know how to bounce it off and hit the other stuff. And I'm like, it's because I know what physics is. But yeah, so I'm having a lot of fun with that. Also played some Space Channel 5.
Yes!
Believe it or not.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually, when we were up in Chicago, Terry and Christine brought us to this really awesome video game store called Video Games Etc. Mm-hmm. And they had everything. You name it, they had it there.
Not a CDX.
But did they have Street Fighter 3 for Dreamcast?
Probably.
Likely.
They had Street Fighter 2 for TurboGrafx, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because
I was looking at it like, shit, I want to buy this.
Not 2 is the first one, I think.
It was the second
Fighting
one.
Street?
They had Fighting Street as well.
Oh, okay.
They actually had Championship Edition for the Turbo.
I missed that one.
You need the 6-button Turbo Pad though to really take advantage of that.
Yeah,
exactly. You definitely do. It's hard to play that game with 2 buttons. But yeah, they had a copy of Space Channel 5 for PS2 in like fucking mint condition, and it was like $7. And I'm like, well, I'm not passing this shit up. You know, I missed Space Channel 5 when it was on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, and, sad.
You know, so I got to play that a little bit. Doesn't look quite as good as I remember it.
Actually, I'm pretty sure.
But it's Ooh La La. Come
yeah, on, it dude. Is Ooh La La. It was a lot of fun playing it, though. I'll have to go back to it. But, yeah, that's
shoot,
it.
Shoot, 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 shoot.
Up, shoot, 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 right.
Shoot, shoot.
When they say chew, press the shoot button.
That was made by the same guy who did like Luminous and all that stuff, right? What's his face?
What's his face? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Same guy that made Sega Rally and it was. All
I got
stuff.
The box over there.
Yeah.
So I'll grab it.
And he does all those like he did. He did a little bit of 99 Nights and stuff. He was like a co-designer or something.
Conversation yeah. Could be over by the time I get back.
He's doing the QJ thing for the Wii as well, which sounds pretty cool.
Whatever he's going to get the box.
And Rez, too. Is he the one who did Rez?
It's probably not
even
going to
sand
the damn box.
But
it's
yeah,
Tetsuya Mitsuguchi. Come on, people. Know your developers.
There we go.
Pete just said it.
Yeah. What?
It's like one of my favorite Japanese developers, man. I love it.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, he originally made Sega Rally, which not a lot of people probably don't know. But yeah.
Oh, I loved Sega Rally. Are you kidding? On the Dreamcast?
Sega Rally was
beautiful.
Great.
No, Sega Rally on the arcade and Saturn, I guess. I don't know if he had a hand in the Saturn version, but he made the original arcade one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which was way better than Daytona.
Oh, I agree with that.
I don't know if I... Yeah, Daytona's awesome. I love Daytona.
The fact that the cabinet had enough force feedback to rip the wheel out of your hands.
That's true, yeah.
Oh man. All right, cool. Well,
is Jason still here or is he
Oh, yeah,
yeah, he's here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh wait, I didn't have my volume up. Okay.
Yeah, that's why. I'm like, what the hell?
Did you hear the game over? Yeah. Cuz that was funny.
Game over. Yeah.
Right turn easy.
Oh, right turn. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to pass the show off to Jeff so we can do some news.
Fucking news.
fucking Jeff fucking and his fucking news.
Okay, for like this, see, this is this first part of news here didn't really hit me at all, but you guys have the Circuit Cities there, right? Do you guys have them in Australia?
No.
Circuit Cities, right? No, I didn't think so. But why is that funny?
It wasn't. It was the way he said it that was funny. He's like, no. Of course we don't have this failing fucking company.
We have all kinds
Australia.
Of different stores over here.
We only have good companies in Australia, damn it.
I always thought they were doing well, because every single time you go to, like, I don't know, any kind of forum, they're like, oh, Circuit City's doing this and this, and kick-ass pre-orders, like, here, bonuses and stuff.
Oh, and that's why they're out of business.
Well, it's like burnout, I could tell you otherwise. I mean, the Circuit City ads all over the place. Yeah. What was that
exactly.
CompUSA?
And
no,
it's
the other one
the second
down.
Biggest, one of the second biggest electronic retailers in all of the U.S., so, I mean, they must have been doing...
They're ridiculous.
Well, I guess, obviously, bad, because they're shutting down, but...
Yeah.
That's a little bit of bad news, I guess. So, yeah. No one bought them out. And as early as maybe today or tomorrow, they're going to start having liquidation sales. So if you guys have a Circuit City close to you,
ours is already done, actually.
Yeah, ours already did that. They did it like a month and a half ago.
About 2-3 stores here, and I made good use of that. Picked up some really cheap shit. So.
Yeah. Damn it. Anyway, Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
If you want Retribution PSP,
nope.
You can.
Nope. Sorry.
Well, if you are interested in it, you can go to your friendly neighborhood GameStop or whatnot and pre-order it. You'll get a code.
Wait, friendly?
Some of them are.
It's a joke. Some of them are, exactly. You'll get a code to download the demo 2 months before it releases to the general public.
What?
So, if you're that excited for it, you can't wait, go for it. There's a trend happening here because Killzone 2 demo has the whole promotion if you pre-order it at a GameStop. If you go to the actual
GameStop. Or you just download it from the Eurostore. Just saying.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, that's true. But if you're not...
Is it up on the Eurostore?
No, not yet. I don't know when it's coming out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to be before February 26th, which is when it's coming out for the North American store on PSN.
The day before the game releases.
The day before the game comes out.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't wait to get all kinds of game time in.
Yeah, and this comes back to what we talked about. I think this is bullshit.
Yeah, like, this kind of is.
A demo should be out before the game releases, and it should be released to everybody to check out the game. What is the point of giving a demo to somebody who's going to buy your game either way?
Yeah, I know.
It just... Doesn't
give them an opportunity to cancel their pre-order? I don't know.
I guess you could. I want my $5 back.
Yeah, that's right.
Like maybe someone like Capcom, who's actually releasing their demo of Resident Evil 5 over a month before the game releases on January 26th. Attaboys.
Sweet. Hey, that's going to be a pretty good birthday
present for me. It's going to be a two-level demo. And it's going to be on 360 on January 26th and 1 week later on PSN. You do not have to pre-order for that. You don't have to get a code. You don't have to have somebody at a GameStop hand you a disc for giving them $5. Just go online and download it on the 26th. We love you, Capcom.
Yes, we do.
That goes back to remember when we had our whole favorite developer thing and pretty much all picked Capcom?
What?
Well, except for...
Jason did. I don't think either of you two did.
I did. Who did I pick?
Someone not Capcom.
I mentioned Capcom.
I think you mentioned... Konami. David Jaffe.
No, I'm pretty sure I won Capcom.
Okay. I'm a bit annoyed at Capcom because I still haven't got Street Fighter 2 here yet.
You guys don't have that? Oh, I guess, you don't.
No, we don't have it yet.
Boo. Wow, boo to them.
So, they've missed their opportunity because, I might as well just wait for Street Fighter 4 now. So.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's one thing. I'm just buying mood. I want to buy everything Street Fighter, and I know once Street Fighter 4 comes out, I'm not going to touch any other ones.
It's ridiculous because it came out on the 360. It's just not on the PS3.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, it came out 360 day and date. And
did they forget or something?
That's weird.
I don't know.
I think it's more of Sony Europe's problem.
Really?
I don't fucking know.
They are kind of wacky.
Sounds like Sony or Capcom's doing the whole thing that Square's doing because Final Fantasy 13 is apparently not going to be coming out in 2009, so that's going to throw one of my predictions right out the window. But Square's saying that they're going to wait. Sorry?
Yeah. I said, not mine.
Definitely mine. Going to be waiting for the PS3 version to be done before they start work on the 360 version, which is going to hold back the PS3 version's release. That's what they're saying now.
Well, I don't think that's it's not technically right.
Yeah.
They're not started. They're going to do the localization and the 360 version at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah.
It's not just the 360 version that's holding it back.
No, but that's pretty much
I'm sure. I'm sure the 360 version probably will a bit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're waiting to port the game over until after the Japanese one is done, and they want to release them at the same time in America. So,
exactly.
You know, it's going to end up delaying the game because they're porting it over to 360 as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it will. But it makes sense for Square. I can see why they're doing it, because it's been proven if you port any game over and it like more than like 6 months after a release or like 4 months, it doesn't even do half as well as it normally would. I mean, look at BioShock for PS3. That game sold like shit on PS3, and it's an amazing game.
That's true.
Probably would have sold more.
Anyone who played it would have already played it on the PC or the
right
or the 360. Yeah.
And it doesn't help with the fact that like the PC version you could get up for like was like $5 a couple of weeks ago.
As opposed to
60 for
no way though.
I was considering getting the PS3 version, but then they said because I thought the challenge rooms were going to be part of it. So I'm like, you get rewarded for waiting, but no, you get an extra $10. I'm like, oh, fuck that.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that sucks.
I may as well pick up the 360 version for like $20 instead, which I haven't actually done yet, but
yeah,
one of these days.
Harmonix, they're the guys, you might have heard of a game called Rock Band and Guitar Hero. They started Guitar Hero. Made Rock Band, and way before that, you might remember a little game called Amplitude.
I'm pretty sure Frequency was before that, but Frequency was before Amplitude, but, you know.
Frequency was before Amplitude, sorry. I'm not sure which one I played. I remember playing one of them at my friend's house. Actually, it might have been Frequency now that I think about it. And there was a...
Was it circular track, or is it flat?
It was circular.
Frequency had a... That's Frequency.
Yeah, okay, it was Frequency I played then. Yeah, it was pretty badass. Maybe I didn't play Amplitude. But the same kind of thing, like Rock Band, Guitar Hero, but you're going down a track, basically, and you had to hit the buttons in sequence. It's pretty cool. Apparently, Harmonix wants to put a version of that out on PSN or for download for anyone, but Sony apparently owns the rights to it, and Sony's just kind of being like, we don't know.
Meh.
It's kind of like, meh. Eh, should we? Should we not?
What could it hurt?
Come on, Sony, get on it. Yeah. If they made it, when they made that one, was it 6 years ago or something? Music games were freaking nowhere to be seen. Mm-hmm. These days, they're all over the shop, so I don't see why they don't.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'd probably buy it.
If it doesn't cost a lot for them to do it, if it just takes them, we have all the stuff here, let's just throw it on there, then why not? Some people, you guys, will probably download it.
I'll download it for sure. I love Amplitude and Frequency.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's perfect for giving you a carpal tunnel. It's awesome. It was tough, man. Some of those higher difficulties. So I was like, what the hell's going on? There's no way I can do this. And yeah, it's pretty nuts. No, this isn't actually that nuts or that crazy.
How nuts is it?
How nuts is watching YouTube on your PS3 or your Wii?
That's totally nuts.
Wow.
That is totally crazy. Nuts. But yeah, awesome. YouTube has upgraded, I guess, the software to be more compatible with the Wii and the PS3 web browser. So now if you go check
out
YouTube on there, they are in full screen, a lot better than that little tiny screen you get beforehand. So go check that out. I believe that's working now, right? That just kind of came up like, hey, it's working. Go for it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Actually, I got to give it a shot. I bought that keyboard thing for my PS3. Actually, I haven't even opened it yet. Huh. The little attachment that goes in your controller.
The chat pad?
The chat pad, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Chris, I know you're really excited for this as well. Guitar Hero Metallica gets release date.
Oh my God, my favorite band with my favorite music game. No, not really.
Yeah, March 29th, you cannot go pick that up. But I'm sure a lot of other people will.
I'll be in Canada on March 29th, so that's okay.
Oh, there you go. So I'll
totally
be not picking it up with you.
Rock.
Yes. Oh, that was horrible.
Do you know if that's going to support the drums and stuff as well? Or is it just going to be guitar?
I think they did come out and say it's going to be everything.
Oh,
it's going to be the drums, the lyrics.
I guess that makes sense.
I don't have Guitar Hero World Tour, but if it's compatible with Rock Band stuff, I might check it out. I want to see the set list first.
I do like playing some of the Metallica tunes.
Yeah, some of them are really fun, especially on drums. They're pretty awesome. Also awesome, best-selling game of 2008. What do you guys think? Grand Theft Auto. What's your choice, Jason?
Barbie Horse Adventures. No, that was two years ago.
That was 2 years ago. You can't use the same game twice.
I don't know then. That's all I've been playing.
Come on, throw it there, man. What's a good game you think would sell a lot? There's Little Big Planet. There was Grand Theft Auto. There was Gears
Balloon Pop.
2.
It's gotta be something on the Wii. Okay, repeat. Mario Kart.
Mario Kart was up there. Mario Kart was up there,
really?
But the actual number one game, which we all play so often, we just stop naming it in our distraction segment because people got sick of us talking about it, is Wii Play.
Oh man.
Wait,
how did I miss
Wii
that?
Wii Play.
Do you mean the one that comes with the controller?
With the controller. that's
really?
Right.
Wow.
So you mean a lot of people bought controllers for the Wii. Amazing. Right.
A lot of people bought controllers with some filler. That's amazing.
But ask anyone at Nintendo, the best-selling game of 2008 is Wii Play.
Very popular.
Ask anybody at Interactive Distractions, and we'd probably tell you,
who
gives a shit?
Gives a shit. Yes. Yes.
Pete, you've been waiting to do that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I must say, though, actually, the Tang game on Wii Play was a huge missed opportunity. That could have been so cool, and they just fucked it up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I agree. That was actually the one thing that was worth it on Wii Play.
It could have been combat for the 2600, but no, they made it cooperative. So if you shoot each other, you lose, which it's just fun.
Did you guys take a look at this list? Because this is a really surprising list, actually. Let's check out the top 10. I'm just going to read them over really quick.
Okay.
We Play sold 5.2 million copies
That's
in 2000.
Ridiculous. Well, no, it's not. There's 5.2
million. How many Wii's were sold, though?
Million people that bought a fucking controller for the Wii.
Controller, exactly. But even still, okay. Number two, Mario Kart Wii, 5 million.
Holy shit.
Wii, Jesus, that's...
Number three, Wii
I mean,
Fit.
That's a decent game.
4.5 million.
Oh, my God.
So far, all Wii. Number four, Wii again. This one I didn't see coming. Super Smash Bros. Brawl, 4.1 million.
Man. You didn't see that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And then 5, Grand Theft Auto 4, 360, 3.2. Okay. Call of Duty World at War, 360, 2.7. Gears of War 2, 2.3 million.
I'm surprised that Gears of War 2 sold less than Call of Duty.
True.
Did I see you said it like sold like 4 million?
Not really. Call of Duty's got a huge, huge following, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And it didn't outsell. I mean, it's not by
this
much.
Is
when
the
did
World
Call of Duty
War
come
one,
out?
Though. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of people thought Call of Duty 4 or Call of Duty World of War would sell like crap, but it's actually outsold Call of Duty 4.
Which one came out first? Did Call of Duty come out before Gears? Or?
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
it probably gave it a few extra weeks of sales, right? Because Gears only had like a month and a bit, so the 2 million
is
pretty damn impressive.
And actually, Epic just came out today with a press release saying that Gears 2 has reached 4 million. So
holy shit.
Yeah. It doubled the first game in its first 2 months.
That's crazy.
And then Grand Theft Auto 4, PS3, 1.8, Madden NFL 09, 1.8, 360, and then Mario Kart DS, 1.6 million at number 10.
Jesus.
So that's, exactly. That's like 3 years old or something.
Yeah, really.
People love their Mario Kart.
Didn't that actually come out last year?
No, it was when I bought my DS, which is about 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was the premier like online DS.
4 years ago, like... actually.
Yeah, that's true. It's the one. It's the big online game for the DS.
Yeah, I'd still think.
I'd
still say Mario Kart is probably the best. If anyone says I'm getting a DS, what should I get? Mario Kart's always the first game I say.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Always.
I would say Sheeran, but that's just me.
And then
they would need to buy that game.
You.
Damn it! I want the second one.
That's crazy.
You tell your friend Sheeran, and then they come back and say, "Why would you do that to me? Do you hate
like
me?
You bought a new copy, right?
Some kind of masochist."
All right. Should we take a break?
All right. Let's do it. I need to go blow my nose and have a cigarette.
All right, cool. When we come back, we're going to talk about portables versus consoles. Then we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
All right, cool.
Throw another shrimp on it.
And blow, and then chunder.
That's the music.
Sorry.
you couldn't hear the music.
No, I can't hear the music. I'm like, why is there funny. Shit on the screen?
Dude, I timed it perfectly. Too.
All right, mic check. Check. 1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer, got my Doritos, check my perks here, yeah, sweet, I'm gonna kill me some terrorists, ain't never gonna know what hit him, that's right bitches, I'm coming for you, get ready to reap the whirlwind, game, set, match, motherfucker, get ready, there's no stopping!
Hey hon, can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch, every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Gamers of VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I feel better now. So, yes, I do. Actually.
I'm pretty much sick of this fruity beer.
It's because it's fruity beer and it shouldn't exist in the first place.
Exactly.
You might be right there.
I'm giving you a high five over the internets.
Interweb high five.
It's like an international over the interwebs.
Wow. That's right.
Well, today we are doing our Find a Fourth feature, which...
long time coming.
That's right. Some of you might be wondering how it is that Pete got and Repeat got on the show. Well, we're about to show you.
Because I'm awesome?
Yeah, well, that too.
So bear in mind, this is not live. This is the actual contest entry that Repeat sent in. Here we go.
And Chris, this is Pete here, or as you probably know from the VG Evo forums, Repeat. I hear you're looking for a fourth chair on your show, and I thought I'd send my entry in.
To take over Jeff's spot, yes.
Now, for my topic of discussion, I came up with consoles versus handhelds. Now, in the past, the handheld market has basically been the sort of the redheaded stepchild of the gaming industry.
We beat it.
You know, it was a bunch of licensed dreck for small children, and a few, you know, there was some standouts, but it was mainly, you know, pretty minor distractions from the real meat of the gaming industry, which was the main consoles. But in recent years, the DS and the PSP have been doing it strong and doing it very, very well. I mean, the DS is pretty much the best-selling gaming system on the market. And in that vein, we can, you know, you talk about the fact that big franchises are moving from the consoles to the handhelds. You know, we've already seen Contra make the jump. Metal Slug has made the jump in Japan and very, very soon in the rest of the world. You know, the Dragon Quest IX, you know, going, that's a huge deal in, well, Japan and I guess the US a bit. Any other things like Monster Hunter being crazy popular over there and not so much here. And there's a, you know, there's a few other minor games, you know, you occasionally talk about, but really not enough. Like, I don't know, say Castlevania. You know, the only decent games in that series really have been the DS and GBA versions. And, you know, Fantasy Star, something you guys never talk about. You know, that's getting two installments on both the PSP and DS. So taking the idea on a slight tangent, which, you know, you guys never do. You never get distracted by things like that. Is that I thought, why don't I like handheld gaming? And it's not so much that I can take the games with me. It's more that I can play them in small chunks, which made me think of the downloadable titles on XBLA and PSN and WiiWare to some degree, but not very much. And I got to thinking of games like Bionic Commando Rearmed, which originally was going to be a PSP title until they decided to, you know, bump it up in HD graphics and stick it on the consoles. Smart move. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we wanted to go that direction, that could happen as well. So now that I have the topic of discussion out of the way, now I can go on to why I think I should be able to be on your show as a fourth chair and what I can bring to the current trio you have.
There we go.
I can offer input on your release list and the games you just got to skip and skim over in real time right after talking about the forums.
It looks you're in the Wanderer.
Also, being an intercontinental guest, your first, I might add, I should be able to give you a decent idea of what it's like to be a gamer in Australia, the land of exceedingly high game prices and epic delays. I can also extol you on the virtues of Shirin the Wanderer for the DS and why it is the game of the year, even though you guys don't recognize it. And what a crying shame it is, maybe because you're idiots. Wait, I'm trying to pander to you here. Fools? No. Ignorant? Yeah, ignorant will do. And being a gamer with slightly eccentric and eclectic tastes in games, I'm probably going to say something pretty ridiculous or controversial to a lot of the gaming public and a lot of the VGA people, but yeah, I'm opinionated. It happens. It's entertaining. So you know what? If you don't pick me, then, well, who gives a shit?
Yes.
Well, actually, probably me, because you didn't pick me. Anyway, I'm sure you'll pick wisely. If not, well, you know, shit happens. All right, I'll catch you on the forums.
And there we go.
Do you remember that?
I've heard that for a while. I can't really call you on the releases, because it's fuck all coming out.
Yeah.
If you did it at the right time, it would have worked. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't ever expect us to be on time. That's basically the rule of thumb here.
That's right. All right, cool. Well,
we haven't been late that much. Gee.
All right. Let's get into it. We actually had we had quite a few people send in their responses to the question of the week, which
Looks like it.
What was the question of the week that Pete gave us? Hold on. Let me get it.
Consoles versus portables, simple time wasters or console competitors. Or
that's
something.
Why
that was it. Portable gaming, simple time wasters or console competitors.
That's there right.
So, Jason?
Well, this first email that I have, I don't know if it's really answering the question of the week. I think we have some repeat fanboys.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, awesome.
Really?
That's kind of weird. This one's this first one's from Pobe, whatever you want to call him. He says,
Jim.
We call up repeat. Yep, that's my whole email. Thanks, bye. This message was sent by sender's iPhone. Thank you so much.
Hey.
All right.
I don't recognize him because he's got a Mac product.
Oh.
No, I'll go to the story. Basically, I am a huge fanboy. Mm-hmm. of the Commodore Amiga.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Which basically means I hate the Macs, because that was the thing at the time in like the 80s and 90s,
they were,
I guess,
bloodthirsty.
Commodore was still around. Yes. So yeah, whatever. Yeah.
All right. This next email. Hey guys, Jack Bauer here with a last minute email. Ooh. From my point of view, portables can't compete with consoles because you don't get AAA titles week in, week out like you do on a console. Portables are meant to be just that, a portable. Pretty much any time I play my PSP is when I'm watching TV or in bed, and that's only to pass time. I don't think there's ever been a time where I've chosen to play a portable game over a console game. You have good work. Love your show. P.S. Repeat. You have an awesome voice.
More fan voice.
Signed, Jack Bauer.
Oh, that's creepy.
That's actually why we had you on, actually, Repeat.
I'm scared now. I would argue with him there and say that there are AAA titles on the portable.
But... Yeah, I was going to say, Japan would definitely disagree with you. I mean, have you seen Monster Hunter?
Yeah, no doubt.
God of War? Much? Yeah.
Yeah,
I still haven't played that. I got the demo.
You're off. Sorry. It's been nice talking to you.
I've got a demo today.
You're done.
Sony actually sent me like a physical UMD demo of it. I just never played it yet.
Oh, wow.
Oh, definitely got to play it.
I want to wait until I get through God of War 2 before I get to it, but it just hasn't happened yet.
Well, actually, the Chains of Olympus is the first in chronological order of the three games.
Technically, yeah, it is, yeah.
If you want to be technical, I'll get to it eventually. And asinine, okay,
like me.
I'm kidding. All right. Another email here. This is from Mike PSN 08. He says, "Okay,
hey, Mike.
Let me start by saying, great show.
Thanks. Sir.
I honestly think that handheld systems are just a great way to pick up and play for a quick fix. I played every handheld around. I had the Game Boy. Never liked it that much. Game Gear, Lynx, Game Boy Advance, Virtual Boy. Is that really portable?"
No.
No, but it is awesome.
It was
ouch. Yeah. Nintendo device that gives you red rings around the eye.
I still want a Virtual Boy, but they never came out in Australia, so they're kind of pricey. I may pick one up at MGC. We'll see.
Okay. Get Tennis. That's probably the best one. And now I have the PSP 3000. Okay, graphic-wise, there's no way in hell any of them could compete with their mother of consoles. Secondly, games are meant to be played in a pick-up-and-go fashion. What? Take the PSP, the games look great on it, but not like the PS2 or PS3. There were a few that did come close on PSP, like God of War and Final Fantasy Crisis Core. Don't get me wrong, they are great handheld systems, except the black and green Game Boy. But honestly, we all know they will never take the place of a console game system. I think if you're comparing them with console systems, then it's like comparing apples to oranges. Oh, TurboGrafx Portable and the Sega Nomad, to me, are not handheld, but more like portable console. Sony doesn't shrink the PS3 to a portable system. It would be too damn big. True. Anyone seen Chuck Mom? No Chuck's Mom jokes. The wrong show. Wait.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Okay, you're back on. Well, keep gaming, guys, and keep up the great work. Mike PSN 08.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
What the hell, dude?
He failed to mention all portables. There's no Neo Geo Pocket there. No, you haven't owned them all if you haven't owned that system.
I was thinking that, too.
It is, as much as I love the DS, the Neo Geo Pocket has a special place in my heart. That joystick on it,
just going to say that. Cool.
Yeah.
And there's other systems like, you know, the game.com. It's fucking terrible. Oh, my God, portable. That system's horrible. And there's like the WonderSwan, which is pretty cool, but that's Japan only.
That was a shame, too, because that was a cool little system.
Yeah.
Oh, the WonderSwan was awesome. Like, that's so much potential.
Yeah, Mad Gear has some of those, too, actually. We saw them.
I'd love to pick one up sometime.
Yeah, me too. They had them at AWA when we went, so that was kind
of
cool.
Oh, yeah. One of my ex-workmates, he was a big collector of, like, portable systems. He had, like, all these, like, Game & Watch games and stuff, and he brought all this, like, a lot of his collection to work one day, so I got to play, like, the Game.com, Neo Geo Pocket, which was the first time I played it. And immediately went to eBay and bought one for like $60 with like 20 games.
With 20 games.
I was going to say, yeah, they had it. And like, yeah, so the WonderSwan and you had a Nomad and a few other bits and pieces, which was cool. And the Virtual Boy, which was awesome. Gave me a headache in like 2 minutes. Fantastic.
We had a demo station.
That's what I wanted out of it.
At the Blockbuster that I worked at, we had a demo station for the Virtual Boy. And that just, didn't last long. So
didn't sell anyone on the system.
Real quick and gave everybody a headache. So. We actually rented the games. I couldn't believe it. Nobody had that system.
Actually, Red Alarm, I think it was like the it's like the Star Foxy game. That was actually really cool.
I heard about that one. Yeah, I never got a chance
to play it. I actually played it for like 10 minutes without getting a headache. It was just Mario Tennis that gave me a headache.
You probably just struggled through it and didn't realize it. And then afterwards, you got like vertigo and threw up all over the place.
Yeah, it was all wireframes. You'd be like running into a wall that you can't see, which was pretty awesome.
All right, I'm going to hop on to another email here. This one's from our buddy Nogric. Says, hey, Indus. Being that this show is about handhelds and having the knowledge that at least two of you guys are into Phantasy Star, I was wondering which Phantasy Star game you were most excited for. Phantasy Star Portable on PSP or Phantasy Star Zero on DS? Signed, Nogric. Chris?
I like Phantasy Star, I just don't like the shitty ones.
Fair enough.
Right. I've played Phantasy Star 1, if that counts.
I love cola and burgers.
That's right. Instead of monomates and trimates and I'm gonna end up picking up both of them.
Yeah.
But I am more excited about Phantasy Star Zero only because I've already put so much time into PSU. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what Phantasy Star Portable is, except it's PSU without all the shitty crafting.
Right. Everything we hated about the game.
Exactly. Has been removed.
Yeah. So. I'd probably go for PSO as well. I mean it's got the Dicto chat as well. So you can draw dicks to each other. That's
bonus.
It's got to be worth something, right?
Yeah, I'm sold.
I don't know. I don't care for that. I've played a little bit of Phantasy Star Zero, and I don't care for the graphics at all. I mean, granted, this is a DS system, and you know they're working in a 3D space, but aside from that, it's a little too cutesy for me, mm-hmm. and I don't know, a little too sugary and saccharine, and I just don't. I don't know. I don't associate that with PS. Phantasy Star, I guess, but
yeah.
I absolutely love the Phantasy Star universe, and you know all the gripes that I had about the game, they kind of fixed in this. I think I'm more looking forward to that.
If it wasn't for the ad hoc party, they really should have bloody included like proper online play notes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Ridiculous, they didn't.
No, I
so
agree.
If ad hoc party actually comes out here, then yeah, I think the PSP one would be really good because you get voice chat and all that stuff.
True.
But it's only if you're playing at home. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Very neat. Well, that actually wraps up my question of the week emails. I do have some voicemails, though.
Voicemails?
I do. And I actually have one from Nogric.
He sent an email and a voicemail.
He's double
dipping. He just couldn't resist.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
All right. Sit back, guys.
Hey, guys. What's up? This is Nogric sending you my answer for the question of the week. Portable gaming, time waster, or console competitor? And I'd probably have to say that portables are console competitors. They seem to be pretty
awesome,
competitively priced with consoles. Kind of a weird way of looking at it, but the PS2 SKU is at $129.99, which is a match for the DS right now. The original DS Lite is $129.99, I believe. They even have some bundles that are out there that are $149.99 and come with a game. The PSP, on the other hand, is their standalone PSP is $169.99 for the 3000 series, I believe. And they do also have the bundles for $199.99 that come with the Ratchet & Clank game, National Treasure, download coupon for like Echo Chrome or Everyday Shooter, depending on which one you get. And it comes with the 1 gig memory stick, which is on par with the arcade, Xbox 360 arcade for $199.99, which right now comes with the Sega Superstar Tennis and the 5 arcade games, along with the 256 memory. So the PSP's got a little bit
Thank
of an edge
you,
there.
Professor GameStop.
Secondly, I'd say that the handhelds bring into the industry some influential technology. DS not so much, but they did bring the
touchscreen
into gaming, which obviously did well, and that brought some influence on the creation of the Wii using its motion controls and point and click style menus and stuff like that.
Hardcore waggle.
I think could be attributed to the DS touchscreen, but the PSP does a little bit more. I think it was originally intended to be one of those multimedia things, which at first nobody really kind of got into, but now it seems like a console mainstay. I think both the Microsoft and Sony are sporting their consoles out to be these multimedia machines. And really, I think the PSP was the first to do it on such a scale. I know the original Xbox could do it, where you could import music files onto the hard drive. But the PSP was really, I think, the first that let you do movies, music. You could store pictures on there. I mean, it's got the internet. You can do Skype on there now, and you can do GPS, all that stuff, which makes it more of a multimedia machine, which is pretty competitive with the two bigger consoles, the 360 and the PS3. The Wii doesn't really do that so much. I mean, it's got an internet channel and you can download games,
and it costs money.
I don't think it does it to the same degree. I think the PSP actually wins out a little bit on being more of a multimedia center than the Wii does. But as far as games go,
just a bit.
They're not just time wasters. I know the DS and the PSP, to a little extent, are kind of notorious for having these, knick-knack games, more puzzle games, or, you know, especially the DS, like puppy games and all that other crap. But there are some games out there that are pretty deep and are on par with a console game. I mean, for example, PSP has God of War Chains of Olympus, which I hear is pretty good compared to God of War 1 and 2 on the PS2, if not being better as far as maybe controls being and graphics wise. Personally, probably the biggest thing that I can see is the game I bought my PSP for was Monster Hunter Freedom. And that wasn't just a game you could, you know, waste time at the bus stop or, you know, in line at the movie theater or something like that. It was a game where maybe I had 10 minutes I had free, and I could probably complete a mission during that time and, you know, afterwards make armor or the item I needed for whatever else. And then if something came up, I could put it in sleep mode and, you know, go on my way. The second game for PSP that I see as being more than just a time waster is Patapon. I mean, Patapon was built upon this premise as being a rhythm game, but it was really a lot deeper than that. It was more of a strategy game. As you got through it, you had to decide, you know, as you're going through, is this a battle that I can use these troops in, or am I just hunting a big monster so I don't want to use these guys at this time? Or you had to figure out what spoils you were going to use. Are you going to give more of the weapons and armor to, you know, your melee troops or your spear throwers? Or are you going to use some of the rare materials to create, you know, one of the beefier, like, hero class, I guess, type Patapon? So those two for PSP are pretty complex, and I would think they would be on par with consoles. On the DS, it's a little bit harder to find, but I think a game like the Castlevania games are pretty on par with some of the adventure games we have on the bigger consoles. I know Order of Ecclesia
is awesome.
Chris can attest to is pretty freaking hard. Takes a lot of time to figure out, you know, what you need to do against which boss when.
Agreed.
And what weapons are good to use, which ones aren't, that sort of thing. So it's more complex than your simple time waster. Probably one of the things that the handhelds do least like the consoles is probably multiplayer. The consoles, you've got online multiplayer, you know, games you can do up to 32 people. You know, the Xbox 360 can handle an MMO, although not a very good one. But as far as the handhelds go, you can maybe do like 4-player. Ad hoc, which means people have to be, you know, within radius of you and have the same carts as you do, although not so much anymore because they got game sharing now, which is, I guess, a plus over consoles. But it's something that I think that handhelds could do well, but a lot of people aren't approaching and even trying to do. I think the best example of what maybe it could do is on the DS, the Korean MMO Maple Story has been worked on DS. I don't know to what extent it is at right now, if it was just like one of those, you know, ad hoc multiplayer four people type things, or if it was fully blown, you know, on a server and everything. But I think they could go that far if somebody takes the time to put into it. But I think that's the one place where consoles have an edge. I don't know. I guess that's all I got, guys. Thanks for listening to my response here. Hope I hit your question right. But yeah, take it easy, and I'll talk to you later.
Later, Nog.
Wow, I just want to say congratulations, Nogbert, for being the first voicemail that I was able to finish an entire beer while listening to.
I did not realize it was going to be that long. Wow.
That's why I told him to sit back. Sit back, relax. We're going to be here for a while.
That's cool. But I'd argue that the DS does a lot more innovative for games than the PSP. I mean, the touchscreen, the dual screens, and the microphone to some extent. Some games use it well, most games don't. But, I mean, it's added a lot more. I mean, the DS has way more creative games on it than the PSP. Although the PSP is getting better with things like the Loco Roco, Patapon, stuff like that. Which
but with that, really you also have to address the fact that the DS has a lot more shovelware.
Yeah. I don't think innovation necessarily means, like, you know, something awesome.
No, it just means something.
Well, I mean, the microphone's been used pretty well in some games, but for the most part, it's just kind of blowing into the mic to activate something. Yeah. Or, you know, the touchscreen is always hit or miss. But
I mean, shovelware's fine. You just ignore it, and it's not a problem.
True.
As long as the good games are still coming out. I mean,
we have a new release list every week that we can't ignore. We try.
I mean, the DS did really struggle to start for, like, good games just touchscreen. I mean, it was like the, how was it, Kirby Canvas Curse?
That was it.
That was awesome. Like, that used touchscreen really fucking well, and it was, you know, it was a brilliant
WarioWare,
I mean,
awesome.
Yeah, WarioWare was good as well. I mean, obviously for a minigame collection, but...
I actually didn't play that.
Some of the later games.
No, it's good.
Like, Awendan is, like, although Elite Beat Agents, like, I fucking love that series.
Oh, Elite Beat Agents is fantastic. I love that game.
I mean, I have all three. I mean, I have the import, and I finished them all on the hardest difficulty and everything. I'm addicted to that game. It's so good.
Yeah, it is.
You're the man, Pete.
Excellent.
The funny thing is, in the second one, you can unlock a mode where it doesn't show the shrinking circles, so you have to remember the patterns. It just shows the dots, so you have to remember the timing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, screw that.
That's ridiculous. That's like the mode.
I tried it once,
where it doesn't show.
I tried it once
buttons.
And I got like 2 seconds, and that was about it. I'm like, let's go back to the circles, thanks.
Yeah, really. I'm done with that.
Well, Nogric actually brought up another, I mean, good point, is that, you know, the PlayStation actually does a fairly good job of being a pretty nice personal media player. You know, you can play a wide variety of movies on it. You know, your storage is limited, you know, to whatever kind of card you have, but, you know, you can play music, you can play movies. Oh, so
the price of the memory cards has come right down. You can get like an 8-gig card. 8-gig card for almost nothing these days.
Yeah, exactly. I think I saw one on, I think I saw it on buy.com or Amazon, one of the two, for like $20-something. I mean, that's nothing now.
Yeah. I remember when the PSP was probably the best looking screen in my house.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's a very sexy piece of machinery.
It's probably one of my favorite pieces of technology in a while. I just love the amount of stuff that you can do with it. I love how it integrates so well with like the PS3 and that kind of stuff is really cool. And, you know, ad hoc play is it's big. I hope they bring it here. They need to.
Well, that's what they've really fumbled on, is, you know, the multiplayer aspect of things. You know, there's virtually no Wi-Fi games, and, you know, the ad hoc stuff is spotty at best. There's few games that support it, and you know what? I don't want to play ad hoc. I really don't. You know, I'd rather play Wi-Fi.
That's kind of what the DS has done a little bit better, even with its sort of friend code shenanigans. You know, Mario Kart, Bomberman, there's a few other sort of, like Tetris, not Tetris Attack, what is it?
The new one, Tetris DS, wasn't it?
What is it? Paneled Upon? It was called something else in the US, I think.
Huh?
And it's a puzzle game.
Meteos? No.
No, not Meteos.
Zookeeper.
It's the Paneled Upon.
Sorry.
Is it called Panel of Pump? I don't know. It's the one where you slide things left and right, and I don't know.
Oh, someone will correct me.
Planet Puzzle League.
We'll get corrected.
Yeah,
that's it. Planet Puzzle League. That's it. Yeah, like that. They do the online really well. But, I don't know. I'd also say one good use of the microphone is I was like Bomberman. One of the modes you could act like one of the modes is like timed bombs. We had to blow into the microphone to set your bomb off.
Oh, that's cool.
We play that local multiplayer once. I think it was like three of us. But if you yelled out, we were all drunk at a, I don't know where it was, but we had like 3DSs with it. Yeah, I think we just like shared the game out, but. If you yelled out loud enough, it set other people's bombs off. You watch someone drop a bomb and you yell out and you'd set their bomb off. so that was really cool.
Like as soon as they drop it, just scream and watch it blow up in their face.
Exactly. I mean, that was awesome.
You could turn that into an awesome drinking game.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Well, we were well and truly drunk when we were playing it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. All right. I got one more voicemail here. Let's go for it. This is from, he's going to tell you.
Hey, guys. This is the Marquis from the VG Evo forums. The question of the week about portables and, are they valid? I would say, yeah. I mean, look at a lot of the crap that you got on, the Wii and DS now. DS, bad example because it's a handheld. But just look at that and then look at the fact that a lot of these handhelds are more powerful than the stuff a lot of people grew up on, like the 2600 and the NES. You know, I don't know. I just think it's kind of silly that console gamers or video gamers in general try to segregate, handhelds from the, TV consoles. But sorry, awkward call here. And hey, Goffy, Max out. Hoo-ah!
Somebody just got called out. The BG.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with him there. I think a lot of console gamers, especially young and stupid ones, look down upon handhelds as being just solely a casual thing. And then there's some very hardcore games on there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's exactly like what Pete said earlier. I mean, look how many games are moving towards the portable market as like their main focus. I mean, Monster Hunter is a perfect example. Dragon Quest is the other perfect example. These are two games that were originally on consoles that are now making their home on portable. I mean, sure, Monster Hunter's coming back to the Wii, but
Dragon Quest is moving back to the Wii as well. So
what's that?
That happened after I sent an email. Was Dragon Quest 10 is on the Wii, so they're moving back to the console after
that's
9,
true. But... That's true. Well, I don't really consider the Wii a console. I just want to let you know. It's around the PS2.
I mean, Dragon Quest has always had sort of cartoony graphics, so I mean, the Wii can do that fine. It's not a problem. I mean, you're still getting your, if you're into your fancy ass graphics, you're getting your Final Fantasy 13, which I personally couldn't give a shit about.
Yeah, I'm much more interested in White Knight Story, to be honest with you. White Knight Chronicles.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Now, the White Knight Story with the online stuff could be cool. I mean, if they can. Someone has to be able to tap the Phantasy Star Online again.
Yeah,
exactly.
They have to be able to do it. I mean,
I don't think
they did it on the Dreamcast with modems. Yeah, and we can't do it with broadband and a powerful console.
That's ridiculous. Because everyone wants to be bigger and better, and just like it was so simple back then. And that's what people liked, but no one wants to do that anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean that's one of the reasons why I like portables a lot is because it brings back the simple gameplay.
Yeah,
I love 2D games. I mean. Like, I thought Bionic Commando was one of the best games of last year on the consoles.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
And I think actually, trying to think back to my game of the year list, I think it was like, probably I think it was like the best console game I put. I never played Bionic Commando back in the NES days, but it held up so freaking well. I mean, I played the Amiga version of the arcade Bionic Commando, which the arcade Bionic Commando is not good.
No.
So rank up there with the arcade Contra?
The problem is you can't chain grapples. Like if you fire the grappling hook and you swing, you can't grapple again until you hit the ground.
Oh, shitty.
So like the only good thing it's got is the song from the first level is fucking awesome. But other than that,
well, that's the thing though, like that would never get consideration for Game of the Year on a console, but if that was released on one of the handhelds, it would have been up for Game of the Year, probably would have won Game of the Year for whatever console or whatever handheld it was released for.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, I don't know, just expectations get lowered. Well, I don't want to say lowered, but something like that comes out on like a retail disc or downloadable on like 360 or PS3 will never get like looked at or compared to the bigger games because they don't look at it as just gameplay being the important thing and what people like, right? So,
I put it as my game of the year for Sony, so there is that.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't didn't we give that downloadable game of the year?
We gave it downloadable. Yeah.
And that's I mean, the main reason we do the downloadable and like the portable game of the year is because so many of those games get overlooked. You know, it's they're games that definitely deserve to be given credit. So, you know, we just want to make sure that they get the credit they're due.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we I think all three of us probably had Wipeout even on our game of the year list, didn't we?
Actually, I would have. I didn't put it on there just because it was on downloadable and I wanted to keep it right there. But I mean, if we were putting everything together, Wipeout probably would have been up there.
And Street Fighter HD was definitely on mine. I think it was on Jason's too.
Oh yeah,
but yeah,
yeah. That's
definitely. Well, repeat. Sell me on this. Okay, let's say that I only play my DS or my PSP when I'm on the shitter, and and that's all that I really use it for. I'll watch some movies on it every now and again. And why?
Okay.
Why do I need anything else?
Well, I would say because it depends on the sort of games you like. But if you like to see creative, just pure fun games that aren't burdened with having to look like the flashiest, next greatest game ever, that's where these consoles come in.
Yeah.
I mean, like Space Invaders Extreme, right? That would never happen on a console. Well, it is happening on a downloadable game now.
Good.
But I mean, you would never see that sort of creativity. No. From, like, if it wasn't for the portables, that probably wouldn't have happened. And I mean, that is such a freaking awesome game on the DS, and I guess PSP as well. But
yeah,
The DS version is better because it has the paddle control, which I have, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another very expensive.
Now that you said that, wasn't it that happening in the opposite? Why the hell haven't we seen Pac-Man Champion Edition on the DS or PSP yet? Because
I don't know. I
think that would do pretty well, and I would love it on the PSP.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
you'd have a D-pad that worked.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he'd have been able to fight the fuck. Fight pad. Yeah, that's why I'm picking up one of those Mad Catz fight pads, which kind of looks like a Saturn controller.
Mm-hmm. Those do look pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard they're really
hopefully
good.
There was a one-up review I just read which said it was pretty good. So
yeah.
As long as it can live up to the Saturn legacy, then it'll be good.
It's a big legacy to live up to, though.
We love living in the past, though, don't we?
That's right.
This is a tangent.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
but we never go off on tangents, Jason.
Yeah. I think the other thing is, though, like kids these days, they didn't grow up, like we grew up playing like the 2600, the NES. Well, for me, the Amiga 500 and 1200, that's what we never heard of. And like we understand that a game doesn't need to be super flashy to be good. I mean, like
absolutely.
Combat on 2600 is one of my favorite games of all time, and it's like one button and a joystick and some like blocky ass tanks.
That's right, and a ball that can bounce.
Oh yeah, but it's one of the best. Like you play that multiplayer with two people, it is one of the best experiences you can have in gaming.
Yeah.
And like kids these days look at it and go, what the fuck is this? Like, what the hell? So I think people are being kind of spoiled by the new consoles.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And I agree with you. I mean, I would agree that we do see a lot more of the creative stuff when it comes to like downloadables and portables especially. And I mean, look, what we were talking about earlier is a perfect example of that. Patapon, Locoroco, those kind of games. They're, very creative. They're things that you would never see on a console. And, you know, I find it interesting to be able to play these types of games in, you know, whenever I want, wherever I want.
True.
Yeah. I mean, the downloadable, like XBLA and PSN and WiiWare, I guess. Go back to email again. They do give an opportunity for these sort of like high risk, low sort of, you know, they're not going to sell a lot of games. I mean, things like Braid, you never would have seen that like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it just wouldn't happen. But I mean, that was like an unbelievable game. I mean, it's like a concept. I mean, it was like Gravity Bone that I talked about earlier. Things like, I mean, that's a downloadable indie game, but like the PC is good for stuff like that, which, I mean, that sort of game could be, well, not really on a portable because it's not much of a game, but that sort of creativity you just don't see in these big AAA titles because they just can't afford to take risks. Yeah. I mean, you just get, you know, oh, I'm a first-person shooter. I've got fancy-ass graphics. But to me, the last good first-person shooter was Quake 1. That was the last game that pushed that genre forward. It pushed it to 3D, real 3D. Yeah. Well, real 3D, you can get on the 2D screen.
But, Nine Inch Nails soundtrack. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome as well. But, I mean, ever since then, every first-person shooter I play since then, I compare back to Quake, and none of them have lived up to it. Hmm. But I'm kind of biased towards Quake because it taught me to program and push me down my career path.
Oh,
cool.
There you go, yeah.
I really need to DM my old Quake mods one of these days, and if I can find them.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
Quake C for the win. But actually, if you actually look at, like, not to get on too much of a tangent here, but Quake, it did so many things that modern shooters just still don't do. I mean, like, people, like, Halo 3 had the whole recording demo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Quake had that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, built into it.
Yeah, wow.
Like, no, everyone says, oh, it's such a new feature for Halo. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, Quake did that. Like, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, you got to remember, it's console versus PC, though.
Right, right.
I mean, Halo didn't do a lot of new stuff at all, but just did a lot of new stuff on consoles, so... That's why.
Yeah, it did, right? But still, I mean, I don't know. Like, the whole mod scene, which, you know, it all came from Quake.
So, oh, God.
Yeah. Actually, it came from Doom, but Doom, yeah. It really took off on Quake. But yeah, there's my random statement to alienate everyone. And all first-person shooters since Quake suck. Yeah, actually, I did like Unreal 2004 for the multiplayer, but...
Oh, I did too, with all the vehicles and stuff, and cool additions.
Yeah, Onslaught was awesome, which is... Why I can't wait for Battle Cars to come out, because the Battle Cars devs are the ones that made Onslaught, the Onslaught mode.
Oh, so. Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, did you not listen to the, there was a PS Nation interview they did the first time.
Yeah, I did.
They actually said where they came from. They said they made the Onslaught mode. Like, they made it as, I think they made it as a mod or something for probably Unreal 2003.
They said it was like didn't they say it was like a mini game or something that just kind of popped up or...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they made a mod, and the Unreal guys, or Epic, just went, yeah, okay, make it into a full game. And then they did the Onslaught mode, and then they did the whatever the Onslaught mode in 2K3 was. Yeah. Which
I heard that. I just didn't hear the Onslaught. So. Okay, that's cool.
I still need to get that
game. I was like, holy crap, okay, I got to get this game now. But it's not out
yet. So is that not out there yet?
They just said it was next week, I think. Oh, and it's next week in Europe, so whether that means Australia, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That sucks.
But, I mean, it's an indie dev, so you can't... I give them a bit of leeway there. It's like other stuff like Nova Strike is not out, but I bought that for like $5 off the US store a while back.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that the portable is really doing well is that the Sony is starting to do the PSP is downloadable stuff on PSN. Like, better download games. Like, I mean, Loco Roco 2, when it came out here, it was offered for download and UMD, which I thought was awesome. Yeah. Except for the fact that I could go buy it at a store for like $10 cheaper than the downloads. So not quite there yet, but that's sort of partially due to the way games are sold in Australia. They kind of sold it cheaper than recommended retail for the first few weeks. So.
Oh, really?
I don't understand it. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, one thing that I wanted to mention is that now we're seeing a lot more of the like the Blu-rays that come with a digital DVD. Copy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that you can move over to the PSP or to even, like, you can even put it over to iPhone,
on your computer,
Yeah. Which I think that's really cool, you know, and it's just another testament to showing, like, what the PSP can do and the fact that you can just grab any movie off of a Blu-ray and, well, that accepts that, that has that feature and drop it on your PSP.
Yep.
Well, you can always do it anyway if you knew how to...
Right.
Well, yeah.
It just makes it really easy for everybody to do, which is nice.
Right. I mean, I had Star Wars Episode 3 on my PSP for a while, but
that's
I was waiting for that. I'm like, really? Although it was the better of the first three.
Well, okay,
that's true. It is the best of the first three.
If you skip all the parts that have Anakin and what's her name together, it's actually pretty good.
Don't try and justify.
So you left it like a 10-minute movie,
exactly.
Jeff, what were you trying to say?
I was going to say that the whole thing, sorry to bring us back on topic for a second. I know it's friggin' crazy.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. as the whole thing is, portables, are they console competition or a time waster? For me, I don't look at them in terms of a competition directly with consoles, because I don't think that's even possible at this stage right now. Because if you have a DS or a PSP, chances are you have one of the other consoles, or you're not interested in one of the other consoles whatsoever. So I don't think anyone will ever going to go to a store and say, hey, listen, I want to either buy a DS or a PSP or a 360 or a PS3. I just don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
No, that's fair enough.
Sorry?
That's fair enough. I mean, if you want to go for a certain system, but I like all of you, I assume, have all the systems.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if I look, I'm like, I'm going to play something. Like this morning, I was like, oh, what do I want to play? I'm like, oh, I could play something on the PSP. I was like, I could play Loco Roco some more. Or I'm like, no, I'll play Mega Man, which then it's Guardian Heroes, whatever. But it's, I mean, for me, I don't play my portables outside of my house, like, almost ever. Well, I mean, I always, which is bizarre, but I'll just like lie on the couch and I'll break out my PSP or DS and just, you know, well, that's what I was sharing or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say with my other part. I was going to say, but in terms of competition with my gaming time, I'd say definitely, because like you just said, I rarely ever play my PSP or DS outside of my house. Or if I go to like my girlfriend's house and I bring it, I'll play at her house. But once in a while, I'll play it like on a train, because I can play them on a train, no problem. But if I'm in a car or like an airplane, I can't play them for some reason. I'm not sure if I get like some kind of weird motion sickness or whatever.
Yeah, I get like carsick actually.
Yeah, I can't concentrate on it. So yeah, in terms of competition for actual gaming time, I'd say 100%, because when I had like God of War and even Crisis Core or any of those, I was like, yeah, I'm going to play this sitting here, and I have like my PS3 and my 360 and my Wii like 5 feet away, and I'm playing my portable game. So yeah, in that aspect, yeah. I say definitely, definitely competition, because
that's how I was when God of War came out for PSP.
PSP, yeah.
You know, it's like I didn't want to play anything else. It's like, all right, I'm playing God of War. It was one of those moments where, you know, you go to work and you're like, well, shit, I really want to go home and play X game, and that's what it was. Yeah. I wanted to go home and play God of War for PSP.
Yep. Well, exactly.
I mean, the other thing is the PSP and DS are much more considerate of your time. Because if you're playing a console game and you're like, you have to be interrupted by something, which, you know, I have a life, I have things that interrupt me. Like, I have to get to a save point. I mean, look, the PS3 and 360 are getting a lot better with, you know, laying your save whenever. But the DS or PSP, I can snap the DS shut, or I can just switch the PSP off, and it'll save my state exactly where I am.
Exactly. I love that feature from both of those.
And that's just like, I wish consoles would allow me to do the same thing. I mean, it's unbelievable they don't. Like, that's the hardest thing about playing these older, like PS2 and GameCube games, is that like I have to play for 2 hours to get anything done so I can get between save points and stuff, which, like, do I have 2 hours to set aside? Not often.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I haven't beat Fallout yet.
Well, Fallout you can save anywhere, so that's not so bad. But, I mean, like Final Fantasy 12, which I actually slogged all the way through. God damn it. It was like, that was insane. Like, I had to say, okay, could I get 2 hours through the game? I think the only reason I actually beat that game is because I was sick for a week. And all I did was lay on the couch, and I was just like, drove my character around with the one stick, and, you know, you could fight with one stick if you set your characters up properly.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, like, it kind of played itself, but, you know, it's like, that was just ridiculous for save points. It's just not, like, especially towards the end, like the last dungeon, you had to play for like 3 or 4 hours between save points. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was playing Chrono Trigger over anything else when I got that too.
Yeah.
Back to that.
Pete, I have a question for you. So this is this entire thing is about, you know, consoles, portables for consoles, and, you know, I don't know if it's like a supremacy thing but like, which one, or has portables like actually caught up? If they haven't, what is the next step for portables to actually try and catch up? What do you think it is?
Well, for me, I think the portable's already caught up. Out of all the current gaming systems, the DS is my favorite by far.
Oh, wow.
It has the most interesting games. It has, I think I own, looking at my collection here, probably more DS games than any of the current gen systems.
Oh, wow.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, it's partly because I like a lot of old school games. Like, I'm a huge fan of adventure gaming, which DS brought back in a big way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With like the Phoenix Wright and stuff.
Hotel Dusk.
Yeah, Hotel Dusk was really good.
Yeah.
I really want to, I don't get why Sierra hasn't jumped on the bandwagon.
Oh, dude, I don't know. Honestly, that was one of our biggest things back. I think we had an episode of what we wanted to see brought back, and ton of LucasArts and like those old Sierra games. Just
I loved those old Sierra games. The Space Quest series was like one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Monkey Island, man.
Yeah.
Yes. Monkey Island speaking too. Of Monkey Island, I don't know if it's just me or not. I have a tradition, a very random one. On the first day of the year, I play through The Secret of Monkey Island.
Are you serious?
That's what I do. Nice. Yeah, I've been doing it for like 4 years now. Because I mean, I know the game inside and out. I can get through it in like 2.5-3 hours.
Oh, wow.
So I get up after, you know, obviously New Year's Eve, I'm like hammered. So I'm in like this sort of drunken, like hungover haze, and it doesn't require any sort of like, you know, physical dexterity except for like a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way to cleanse my gaming palate for the year, because it's just so well written, it's so funny, and it's just a beautiful game. And you can play it on just about anything these days with like Scum VM. So
it's like the first one or the second one better?
The first one. The first one is probably my top. It's probably like my second favorite game of all time.
Oh, wow. What's number one?
Like, I
have to ask now.
Number one is Another World for the Amiga.
Oh, nice.
which is also known as Out of This World.
Yeah, Out of This World, exactly.
They actually made there's a PC remake they did like a couple of years back for like the, I think it was a 15-year anniversary, which allows you to play in like 1600 by 1200 because it's all vector-based. Wow. So it just upscales the sprites and they redo the backgrounds and stuff, and it's fucking awesome.
Sweet.
Like, that's the game I play. I play that game through my birthday every year as well. That's my other tradition.
Oh, okay.
Because it takes like 3 or 4 hours to get through, depending on how angry I get at it. It's pretty archaic. But,
that's really awesome. I
fucking love that game. I mean, the thing is, though, like, if you look at that game and who it's influenced, both the, what's his name? Fumito Ueda, I think the guy that made Eco. He says, like, Eco is essentially another world in 3D. Like, if you look at it, it's the same themes. It's like you're some guy in a random place you can't talk to. And
yeah.
And then also Kojima also references it in a lot of things as one of his big influences. So.
Huh.
The only downside of the game is it's played by a Frenchman. So,
I have a question for you then. Like, are you more infatuated with the portables because they have more games that you relate to more when you were younger playing through that you enjoyed so much? Or do you actually think the new stuff that's coming out for it is actually new and innovative compared to what was out before when you were younger, growing up playing these games?
It's more they're innovative because they can't compete on the flashy graphics. They have to compete on gameplay.
True.
Which, I mean, I look at a lot of PS3 titles and 360 titles. They're all like flashy graphics, and the gameplay is like, oh, I've seen this
same
before. Same old. I mean, they put some new things here and there, you know, upgraded AI and fancy physics and things like that. But for things like, I mean, it's kind of like the Atlas, like Persona and stuff, because they haven't got the budgets to compete on like a graphical and presentation scale to like the Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
They have to do it on the gameplay side, and gameplay is what I play games for. Like, I don't care if it looks pretty, as long as it's not like making my eyes bleed in its ugliness. Like, I'm fine. Like, give me blocky ass sprites. Like Mega Man 9, right? I know you guys complained a couple of shows back that you should have been 16-bit graphics. Like, screw that. It looks awesome at 8-bit. Like, the music is awesome. Everything is awesome about it. And the gameplay is so solid and tight.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love it, because the gameplay is so tight.
Yeah.
I mean, and Mega Man, I didn't play Mega Man back in the day. I've never owned an NES.
Oh, okay.
Because I had my Amiga, which was...
Okay, yeah.
At the time, I was like a graphics fanboy for the Amiga because, you know, it looked way better than anything else on the market and sounded way better as well. But
I think that was our problem too, is that, you know, we have played that. You know, we've been down that road and I just wanted something a little newer, I guess.
I mean, I did play Mega Man on the Game Boy, which was, you know...
Wow.
Yeah. It wasn't the best, but it was all right. That was a long time ago.
What do you think of like Mega Man powered up? Because it does have this little flashier graphics, and it still feels like the old kind of game.
Mega Man powered up is really good. I wish I'd put out a downloadable one like that so you could really take advantage of the level sharing.
Yeah,
like, if they did a PSN or Xbox 360 one, probably PSN, because that would be more Sony are more open to allowing the level sharing than the Xbox is.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's a big part of that game, is making your own levels and stuff. I mean, you can do it all right on the PSP because you've got the downloadable storage space and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you got companies like Treasure, who did the Bang-O Spirits on the DS.
Yeah.
Where you share levels by sticking a microphone next to the speaker and it, you know, speaks to it in like binary, in like a modem sound. I mean, that game is awesome for that. It's just like, it's so funny that they thought of that. It's classic Treasure, like, you know, thinking really outside the box and how to do it.
Yeah.
And that leads into like the DSi, which has the SD slot. If companies can take advantage of that for downloadable content or, you know, create own levels and stuff, that'd be really awesome. But with Nintendo the way they are, I'm not so sure they're going to allow people to do that.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Right.
Well, what do you think? Because portables, like, they seem to be a lot more innovative, but some things that seem gimmicky don't seem to kind of really catch on. Like we mentioned WarioWare. Didn't the first WarioWare have like a accelerometer in it? Not accelerometer, but a... It basically, like a tilt kind of mechanism.
They had an accelerometer in the cart itself.
That was the second one. The first one was just using basically the A button. Yeah, the first WarioWare was just the A button. The second one, it was WarioWare Twist, I think. Which had an accelerometer. And actually, that's a really good game. I mean, like, it used that, like, the twisting of the accelerometer as a really good effect.
Yeah.
It didn't really, like, because it was a cartridge-based thing, I mean, the accelerometer was never used in anything. I think it was a Kirby game which used it as well, but...
Okay. And because
the way that the GBA worked, it was like, it was like, just made it a really expensive cartridge to produce. So.
Oh, really?
I mean,
there's that other game too that was for, I believe, for Game Boy, maybe Game Boy Advance. The one that, the sequel just came out for, for DS. Not just came out, probably like last year, 2 years ago. I think it's Kojima produced it.
The Boktai.
Yes.
Lunar Knights had the Lunar light Knights. Sensor in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the light sensor, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I never played
Game
that
Boy
one.
Advance could see you if you're playing it in the sun.
So. The original one, the SP and the Micro.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the original Game Boy, you had to have it in the sun because you need to be able to shine light on the screen. You better see the damn thing. It was like the Neo Geo Pocket. That's its great flaw is it doesn't have a backlit screen, so you have to like shine light directly on it to be able to see it. But, you know.
Yeah, all right, cool. Well, where do we stand? Let's go around. What do you think? Consoles versus portables.
I have big mammoth Frankenstein hands and the cramp when I play portables. But I do love them to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these are probably a lot of the portables aren't so ergonomic these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're all trying to be so thin and stuff. They kind of, you know, it does get a bit annoying after a long time.
That's my main hurdle. I love my DS and my PSP, I think, equally for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's inconvenient to me.
He loves his Game Boy Micro.
Game Boy Micro. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jeff, what do you think?
Pretty much, yeah, it's like I said, don't think they'll ever really compete with the actual consoles on the market in terms of sales. Not sales, but yeah. Personal preference. But in terms of gaming time, definitely, I think it all depends on the game. If there's a game that interests me more on a portable, I'm going to play that over anything I have on the consoles.
Yeah. I will say that the repeat's dead on with that. You know, I think there's more chances taken on, you know, smaller titles like this for, you know, for consoles. And that's a really, really good point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like those sort of creative indie sort of games. It's just the kind of gamer I am.
Me too.
So that's why I like to kind of like prefer the portables over the consoles. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, there is stuff you can't do. Like, I mean, obviously Rock Band cannot be done on a portable system.
Well, that's probably good.
What about Guitar Hero?
Well,
oh, God.
Yeah, Activision did try, so there is that.
I got to say, I'm with Jeff, though. I mean, it's I won't discriminate between, you know, I won't discriminate my time between the two consoles and portables. You know, if there's a game I want to play, then there's a game I want to play, and I'll mm-hmm. play it on the system that it's out for. Mm-hmm. So, as far as like competing, I don't think they are competing. I think they're going to stay two separate markets, but yeah. I think the games will go where the money is. And that's kind of what we're seeing with things like Monster Hunter and Dragon Quest and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fair.
I will say I wish, though, like we talked about the whole Blu-ray with the digital copy. I wish, especially on the PSN side, that, and I don't know how much the PSN games are higher compared to PSP games, but I wish that if you download the PSN version, there was like a downloadable version that can go to your PSP, because that would just be totally awesome.
There's several games.
Yeah, it needs to work on that. I mean, because they put like, you know, Stardust and Monsters is coming as well, but
yeah,
if they could just make, like, you buy the PSN version, you get the PSP version. Like,
exactly.
With it,
yeah,
that'd be really cool.
That'd
but
be awesome.
Hey, you know, Sony want to make money, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Because actually, that's the thing. Like, I feel more about, like, if I'm at home playing my 360 or PS3, I have less of a tendency to play those downloadable games, because I feel like I should, if I'm going to have this console anyway, I should play like the games that I bought these consoles for. And then, but if those games were on the PSP or DS, I have no problem being like, hey, I'm just going to play my PSP or my DS right now and not worry about the consoles. But for some reason, just because they're on my, you know, my HDTV with my, like, you know, $100
I mean,
boxes.
It all depends. I mean, the type of games you play. If you want to play action games, I think the consoles are kind of the way to go, because the controller's, you know, more comfortable for that sort of thing. But if you want to play something that's less sort of like focus intensive, like an RPG, the portable is brilliant for that, because you can play it anyway. Like, you know, you can grind some levels when you're, you know, taking a shit. and that's why, you know, I guess you're getting a lot of remakes and stuff, which I'm a bit mixed on them. I'm like, cool. You know, you're bringing back some of these games, especially when they're games that haven't made it to the US before. Like, go and stay with me, Shira and the Wanderer. Never came to the US before. And things like, you know, Final Fantasy 3. Yes, I am. Go buy it, everybody. So see
money
what it like the second one.
He's a Shira and want money.
Yeah. I want to see you to translate the second one, because the second one's actually, I think you guys might like it more, because it's more user-friendly.
Okay.
You're going to down smaller dungeons and it's a bit more forgiving. But
I like that.
Anyway.
It's easier.
All right. Well, Pete, wrap up your thoughts between the console versus portable idea.
Well, I mean, the main reason I suggest this feature, because if you look on message boards and all over the internet, no one ever hypes portable games. it's always the next big graphically intensive flashbang whiz console game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the portable games are kind of like, oh yeah, this is coming out this week. This is coming out this week. This could be cool. This is a remake. Go buy it. And it's like, well, you know, the remakes, they're good, but I really want more original stuff, which is why I like the portables, because it's a hotbed for original development.
Yeah.
I mean, the DS has the touch screen and the dual screens, which allow developers who take advantage of it to do some really cool and interesting things, which you just can't do on the consoles, because the consoles, they cost so much to develop for.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you have to sell millions of copies to recoup your investment. Yeah. No one's really taking chances except for the, you know, the few... Yeah. Few games like, you know, Valkyria Chronicles took a big chance and it sold like shit.
Yeah, and we're all really pissed about that, actually.
Oh, yeah, I am. I mean, I think it sold all right in Japan. I mean, it got a the best of release in Japan, so.
Okay.
I guess it sold decently, but I mean, that's like the best game Sega's made in like a long time.
Oh yeah, we mentioned that.
Agree. It's like, how the hell can Sega do this? I mean, they got, to shit out Sonics all over again.
I know.
Cool. All right.
I mean,
cool.
That's really my thing. I want people to take the portables seriously, as a, you know, they for me, I play my portables just as much as the consoles, probably slightly more.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And I, you know, I think it's getting to the point where people are taking the portables more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it'll just take time for everyone to wake up and say, oh wait, you know, look at the games on that system. So
yeah,
you know, I think it's happening.
It's a very viable platform.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, there is certain games you just can't do on portables that I understand. If you want to be cinematic games like Mass Effect and Uncharted and things, that's not really going to translate to a portable quite so well. I mean, you're not going to get a sort of epic feel to it. And, you know, there's memory restrictions and things like that. But, you know.
At the heart of it all, it's just gaming, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, you don't necessarily need all these flashy whiz-bang graphics.
Well, that's the thing. It forces people to make fun games.
He said
over
whiz-bang.
Sort of your graphical flash.
Yeah, me and Jason are graphic whores, basically.
We are.
They're all graphics whores.
I will play a game through beginning to end if it has great graphics. That is just,
you're a liar.
You will not.
You're a liar, Jesus.
No, and that's pretty... Well, if it's really great graphics. What's the next world going to look like? Maybe.
All right.
Cool.
I suppose I can accept that.
Are we good? Have we wrapped up?
I think so.
All right, cool. Well, then let's get on with it. Ooh, wow, we're over an hour already just in the second part.
It's all good stuff, though.
Yeah, it is. I agree. All right, let's move on to new releases. Let's see what we got this week. Yeah, we've got a few.
Oh, I don't want to look at the list. I don't want to spoil it.
Ones. Yeah.
I don't want to see
surprise
the list.
Me.
I can't wait for our pick of the week.
For the Wii, Imagine Fashion Party. Imagine, stop making
this is like an Imagine game every week.
Yeah, pretty much. This is okay. Well, keep in mind that this is the series of games that they were bragging that, like, the collective Imagine series sold more than Mario Kart. It's like,
God.
Well, yeah, you've got like 8,000 of them.
I mean, the thing is, though, if Ubisoft can crank out these Imagine games and can make sales of it, that's fine, because it's subsidizing and making the Prince of Persia, the Assassin's Creed, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm cool with it. I mean, I'm never going to buy one, and I don't give a shit if they're there. But
yeah, I don't think they care.
You know, if they're
just like
if they're bankrolling the, you know, real games, then, you know, all for it, whatever.
All for it, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
We prefer to be a little more cynical on the show.
Come on, you've been listening for a while, Reapy. Let's go.
I'm still not sure that Ubisoft can actually crank out a decent game. I mean,
there you go.
Not good.
Haven't had a decent game since Chaos Theory.
Well, I did like Assassin's Creed. A Prince of Persia didn't quite do it for me.
Yeah.
It kind of like, after 3 hours, I'm like, I've seen everything, and
that's
nothing.
Basically new. Where I'm at right now, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I think I get it.
I did finish it.
I get it.
All right, cool. Also for the Wii, Ultimate Shooting Collection.
And
and
it's never
Sim
coming out.
Animals.
It's so not coming out this week.
Yeah, I know. Sim Animals.
Sim Animals.
No, but Ultimate Shooting Collection has been on the release list, I think, since about March last year.
Really?
It was scheduled to come out like March. Oh, November. Yeah, it was like sometime last year.
Yeah. What's all in there?
Like, that's three shmups. It's got Chaos Field, Radio Allergy, and Chorus or Kairos or something. It's three kind of average E.
Oh, no.
I mean, Chaos Field was the one that was meant to come out like last March for the GameCube, which never did. So
I wouldn't bank on it coming out this week, but if it does, it's pick of the week.
All right.
Well, I don't know what else is coming out, but for me, it's pick of the week.
Fair enough. All right, for the DS, Jumble Madness, Big Bang Mini. That's kind of okay.
Big, that's like the Bang Bus.
Sure, why not?
I actually looked up what Big Bang Mini was, so I could correct you on your releases in real time.
Yeah. Does it drive you crazy every week?
I've never heard of this fucking.
No, I think I looked at the releases and I'm like, man, this release is shit. But this was like one that I figured you guys go, what the hell is this? It's a like you sort of shoot fireworks. It looks kind of like a Space Invaders, but you shoot fireworks thing.
So like, know, what's that game that came out on Xbox Live like 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Choo Choo Rocket?
Choo Choo Rocket. It's made by the guys who did Geometry Wars.
You could play with like your Guitar Hero controller.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Whatever the hell that was.
We're wasting too much time on this.
All right, also for the DS, Wonder World Amusement Park. These are high quality titles, people.
Very innovative as well.
Sim Animals is also coming out for the DS.
Okay.
360 and PS3 are both getting Skate 2.
Oh, there we go.
That could be cool.
PS2 is getting, and I'm probably going to thrash this, AR Tonelico 2. Melody of...
I think it's...
Say
come
it.
On, get him, repeat.
Artanelico. Artanelico 2?
Artanelico? That's very possible. That looks right. Sounds good to me.
RPG of some description. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a music game, though, yes?
No, it's an RPG, I think.
Is it?
Believe so. I don't know. I mean, I think it is.
Well, I think EB had it labeled as a music game.
It's a melody of Metaphalsia
or something like that.
All right.
PSP is getting Star Ocean Second of Evolution.
Hey, cool.
I don't know what to put as pick of the week. I'm going to say Star Ocean.
Skate 2, for sure.
Ultimate Shooting Collection.
Ultimate Shooting Collection!
Star Ocean.
How can you not say Skate? Do you guys play Skate, the original?
No.
Nope.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Not my thing.
Skate.
There's one other. To get to go with the Australian releases this week, we're getting Trauma Center New Blood, which came out in 2007 in the US.
Pick of the week!
Awesome.
It's all those Australians that have...
Pick of last year!
I don't know what you've been missing for 2 years, let me tell you.
Which I'm pretty sure that's the one that's... Is it the DS one or it might be the sequel? I don't know. I think it's a sequel.
That's the Wii one. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Second Opinion was the original, like the DS remake on the Wii. I think it's the second one. So.
Hey, was this so long? How's your mic stand holding up there, by the way?
Yeah, the duct tape's holding together. We should probably go through this.
Yeah, you got it. Well, you got to tell the people who weren't, because this is before we started recording, right?
There will be pictures supplied to the forums for this, but originally, I was going to record with my PSI, but it's way too sensitive for a long recording. So I decided to use my Rock Band mic, which you have to be pretty close to it to be able to use it.
Yeah.
So sure. When I first tested it, I was using my Donkey Konga bongos to sort of wedge the mic in between. And unfortunately, that didn't quite push it close enough to my face. So I looked around my room and I thought, okay, what else can I use? And I'm like, I've got a Sega Saturn steering wheel. I could figure out something here.
Oh, sure. Jesus.
So I have my Sega Saturn arcade racer with some packing foam, some toilet roll tubes, and a lot of duct tape holding everything together, holding my microphone.
Greatest mic stand ever. Awesome.
Well, using the steering wheel is not so stupid because it's adjustable for rake and reach. So I can move it up and down. I can move it in and out. It's pretty classy.
And you're probably the only person who bought that Saturn steering wheel.
Hey, I picked it up for $20. Like,
oh, nice.
At, like, one of my, there's a store in Australia called Game Traders. They're like the only place that stocks like anything older than like PS2 games.
Mm.
And they had the box sitting there, like, because they have like some Saturn games, a really poor selection of them. And they have Dreamcast and, you know, any sort of classic stuff at really bad prices, but I saw it there and I asked the guy, like, how much for that wheel? And he's like, $20, and I'm like, sold. Because I wanted to use it to play Sega Rally, so, And Cigarelli on the Saturn with a steering wheel is pretty awesome. No feedback, nice. But, you know.
That's all right.
Good shit.
Yeah, still a good game with a good controller, so there you go.
That's right.
And it's a great mic stand, so, you know.
Combined with some duct tape. He MacGyvered the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
All right, cool. Jason.
Yo.
Your what? Show.
Oh.
We have any emails?
Oh, we actually do. Not everybody was all about the repeat question of the week, but we've got a couple stuff here. Let's read this one. This one says, "Hi guys, it's been a while since I wrote in, but I was just listening to your Game of the Year episode number 58 and thought of an idea for one of your shows." Maybe we'll just answer it, or maybe we should do a show. I don't know. What do you guys...
I don't want to talk about this right now. We're getting way too late into recording.
Oh, really? Okay. So, all right, maybe...
Yeah, that's my fault.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Don't worry about it. I'll go ahead and read it then. All right, I'm going to read it. I don't know what the hell we're doing. You'd think
who gives a shit?
Drunk. Now, what do you guys think were the most underrated games of 2008, and what were the most overrated games of 2008?
We could go on forever.
I think so too.
Yeah, that's true.
Keep
actually.
Up the great work.
Keep it in mind.
Keep up the great work, you guys, and PS Nation. Give me a reason to use my $200 PSP. Thanks, Stoffinator.
We
that's
haven't heard funny. From Stoffinator nice. In a long time.
Stuff, yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while.
That's also his PSN and live name if you guys want to add him.
You guys cool did big time there. I can't hear what you just said, but I'll just...
Okay, just play along.
Smile and nod.
Smile and nod,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So what do you want to do about this? Yeah, we probably could talk about this for
a
while.
We could talk about this for a while. So it's why don't we name one? One game that was overlooked.
That's not fair, no.
Sure, in the one.
I think we should seriously save it and do like a...
Is that a surprise for anyone?
The witch? Would you, oh, God, no. Not at all.
Not at all.
Maybe like a mini feature or something like that? Because that's a good idea. We could
it is a good idea.
It.
We could do that.
I think so.
Yeah, we'll hold off on this and we'll come back to it.
Not next week because I think we're a little booked. But
yeah,
maybe
next week we'll be a little busy.
If you guys want to start sending your stuff, underrated, overrated stuff, we'll take it. We'll keep track of it.
Exactly. We'll make a thread in VGO, send your stuff in there, and we'll get to it in a couple weeks.
Hey, cool.
Yeah. I think that'd
get sort of a light news week or something.
Sorry? I missed that.
Just get to it when there's like a light news week when there's nothing happening.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's been like the past like 3 months.
Yeah. It'll give us
exactly.
A...
Exactly. So next week then.
Exactly. Cool.
All right. I have one voicemail. I'm just going to play it.
Go for it.
You guys listen to it. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Two Hands Revy. I'm a longtime listener and first time voicemail leaver.
Awesome.
Kudos to the Freeze Pop intro. You made me buy that song on iTunes, actually.
Sweet.
I wanted to keep this long and sweet. Notice I didn't say short and sweet because that's not what she said. I just finished up playing Tomb Raider and beat it and everything, and someone asked me why I was even playing it, and that person was actually from the PS Nation podcast. But anyways, I had to think of some reasons why I actually enjoyed the game, and you know, it was because of the puzzles, it was...
And the boobies?
The awesome story, and
I'm also addicted to boobies!
I knew it! So, my question to one of my favorite podcasts is, in 2009, do you think we'll see our first A-rated ESRB game on the PS3? And I should stress, in the US, because we'll never get to see that tentacle porn that Mark loves over here. Secondly, with the state of the market, would any producer take the risk of making one of these types of games if retailers like Walmart won't sell them because they're pussies? Anyways, give it a thought and let me know what you think. Revy out.
It's time to wake up.
Favorite voicemail.
That was awesome. Thank you, Two Hands Revy.
Adults only titles this year. Do you think we'll see it on
short
like
answer?
PS3?
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Never gonna happen.
I don't see it happening because it's not just Walmart. It's Walmart. It's Best Buy. It's EB. It's like any respectable store out there that carries video games.
And Microsoft.
More importantly, it's Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo will not allow it.
Yeah, they won't allow it.
That's true.
They will not allow. I mean, an A-rated game.
Well, here they will, I guess.
Yeah, here.
But game ratings are pretty contentious subject in Australia anyway. But like Mad World got an 18 rating in the UK just recently, so. Their rating system is a bit different. I mean, actually, which is funny because the exact same game got a 15 plus rating down here. Thank God. Because the 15 plus is the highest rating we have in Australia because some fucking douchebag in South Australia will not
entertain the possibility of adding an 18 plus rating for games. So that's all why you hear these stories about, oh, this game is banned in Australia. This game's getting edited for Australia. It's because the most the game can be rated is for 15 years and older.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Yep. That's weird.
It's so it's not that we're harsh on censorship. It's actually more lenient because all these games in the US that are M, which is 17 plus, I believe.
Yeah, 17 plus. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're all 15 plus here. So, you know. Then again,
your teenagers
like 18,
are more mature than ours.
Well, teenagers are more drunk than yours, I guess. But
that's probably true, too.
And probably less pregnant.
touche.
No comment.
That was awesome. Cool.
I don't know, but I don't think we'll see an AO game. I mean, it just the publishers don't. Won't let it.
No.
And then, yeah, no one will sell it. So
no retailers.
If you want that sort of stuff, the PC is the only place you'll get it.
Yep.
I mean, especially since you see, like, how was it Fahrenheit or Indigo Prophecy?
Yeah, they even cut
like, you see the edits they made, because I played, because we got Fahrenheit, which is the unedited version here. And, like, the stuff they edited out is so laughably funny. It's
really?
Just like,
yeah.
Really? Really? That's you didn't want that? I mean,
like what?
Well, there was, like, a couple of them. There was like a sex scene you could interact with, and then there was a necrophilia scene they cut out.
Wow, well, weird. I can see that.
it's just implied in the US version. Well, it's just kind of weird. Like towards the end of the game, some guy kind of dies, but he's not dead, and yeah, it's creepy as all hell.
All right,
you haven't played the game. The game is great up until like the last half, where it kind of loses the plot.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, it gets a bit wonky, but I mean, the stuff they cut is just like it's like there's nipples and that's about it. Well, it's like, you know, blocky ass polygonal nipples, but it's like,
yeah,
really? That's out of, yeah, whatever.
That's weird. They let it slide in God of War and stuff like that, but hey.
Well, that's like off screen. It's heavily implied. From what I understand, it's heavily implied it's going to happen. It's just, you know, sort of see it.
Oh, no, there's nudity in God of War.
There's boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
That's all right, well, we got one more email, and I'm actually going to read this one.
I just want to say hooray for boobies and lowbrow humor. I hope they do make an AO game.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I'm with Revion.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that. It won't happen, but I'd still be okay with it.
All right. We can keep our fingers crossed.
That's right. All right, this is going to be someone that, that Jeff and I recognize. Hey, this is Necro from the GLF boards. Hello,
oh
Necro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. I didn't even realize he listened. I kind of remember him saying, like, when we posted a...
Anyone listen to that shit?
Yeah. We posted a topic about having an interview, and he's like, does anybody actually listen to this crap? And I'm like, yeah, actually, quite a few people listen to this crap. thought I'd drop you a line real quick and ask a question. With each console generation, we have some new standards, 2D to 3D, the dawn of disc-based games. The latest gen seems to be all about the HD graphics and online play. Mm-hmm. What's going to be the next innovation you think they're going to push that's going to push the industry forward? Most of the major leaps have been made. What do you think is left?
Oh, wow. I got to ponder.
Traveling in time. 3D to 4D. That's what's now.
Virtual reality. Oh, wait.
I'd like to put out that maybe motion control that works properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... motion control is here to stay. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I know. But the thing is, most of these sort of new technologies take at least a couple of, like, generations to sort of... They get introduced one generation, they get sort of refined the next, like, you know, the 2D to 3D jump. Mm-hmm. You know, the sort of PS1 Saturn N64 era, the 3D was there, but it was...
Meh.
You know... pretty rudimentary, and then, you know, the PS2 and that sort of, you know, refined it, and then we got another refinement again this time. So with the Wii and PS3 sort of pushing motion controls kind of there, I think, you know, the next thing could be that, you know, get motion control actually works properly. I mean, you got the Wii Motion Plus that's meant to do one-to-one or whatever that's coming out God knows when. Mm-hmm. So that could be something.
You mean what the Wiimote should have been in the first place? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that. Exactly.
What the hell are my flying cars in virtual reality?
It's hard to say.
That makes you breakfast.
I mean, it's hard to say what the next jump is going to be. And I mean, until we move to a new type of interaction between us and a television or whatever the next evolution of television is, it's hard to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Bring on the holodeck
or media storage.
I'm all about that shit.
Yeah.
shit, what could they do? I mean, I always thought that like they could take a motion control to the next level where they would actually track, you know, so it actually perfect what they do with like the iToy stuff.
Ooh, yeah. Like the power glove. It's so bad.
But actually make it, actually do it right and get it right. So,
yeah.
But it's, you know, hard to say.
I'll roll with the motion control stuff. I suck terribly at predictions and I'm really gun shy about putting stuff out there.
Well, I mean, you can also look at the 3D technology that Sony's showing off. It's like CES, which sort of uses, you know, you have to wear glasses to get it to work, but.
Oh, yeah. You know, that shit's pretty cool,
3D
though.
Shit.
Oh, it's nice.
I mean, I think, I'm pretty sure it's the same as.
I mean, no, it's not. Is, shut
like
up.
Some movie, I think. Because I'm sure some
boobies in 3D, Jason. Boobies in 3D.
Oh, 3D boobies. Come on.
Nobody mentioned
just
that.
Just not on the console, though. Yeah. But I mean, I saw like a movie that was in 3D, which you had to wear 3D glasses, and it kind of had, you know, stuff sort of coming at it, which is kind of interesting. But I mean, it's come a long way from the, you know, the red and blue cellophane glasses.
They were talking about it on a podcast that I was listening to. I think it might have been the Last of the 1UP Show or something.
I think the Money Hats talked about it as well.
Oh yeah, but they were saying like that in like MotorStorm, you could actually see like the smoke and the smoke looked all very 3D and like the different mud slinging in different directions and stuff like that. It sounds like a really cool idea. I mean, it that could be a huge thing.
Skip it.
Yeah, well, the main thing, the way it works is you can sort of indicate that parts of it are 3D and parts aren't.
Yeah.
So you'll have like, you know, you have the back, your flames going at your car that'll be in 3D and everything else won't be.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, if you look at it without the glasses on, it just, the screen just looks blurry as all hell.
Yeah, it's because they have like, they've got like three.
It's whether you can convince people to wear these goofy ass glasses whilst they're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, like, there's nothing in the glasses, like a polarizing lens.
Yeah, it's so. Just, yeah.
Yeah. They've got a demonstration for that at Fry's around here.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I checked it out last weekend, I think. Yeah.
You weren't interested, were you?
No.
No.
Not after seeing it. Yeah, the screen itself was really, really blurry and, you know, the glasses look goofy and it gave me a headache. So I'm like, okay, leap forward in gaming.
Next.
You know, no.
Wait.
All right.
One of these days you get the holographic displays and, you know.
Yeah.
Mind control.
Someday we will get to holographics.
And I'm not even kind of kidding. They had that thing at E3 last year, remember? Where you can control, they were playing Jade Empire.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
It was pretty nuts. You actually controlled it with your mind. That was pretty insane shit.
I control things with my mind as well.
Yeah, the older you get, the less
like Chris right now. He's going to start wrapping up the show soon. Check it out.
Only because we're an hour and 25 minutes in.
See? See?
All right, well, let's get going to the new question of the week.
Yeah.
So, as we said, we started playing Atlantica.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to know how you guys like it. How do you like Atlantica?
When they can play with us as well. That'd probably be a good idea.
What's that?
No? I said you might want to let people know when they can jump online and play
with
us.
Well, we were waiting for you to respond to Jason and our request. We were saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday after 9 p.m. Are you up for that?
Sure, why not?
All right, cool. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wait, hold on. Which days? Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah, not going to happen. I can make definitely at least one of those nights.
Maybe it two, man. Second. Come on.
And if we can make it a Sunday night, that'd be fine. But you guys aren't good for Sunday?
No, because I edit on Sunday.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Well, we'll think of something.
Make it 2 days, man. Come on.
All right. I'll make it 2 days. I can do that for 3 weeks, I think.
All right, cool. So Monday and...
You guys can still do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I just won't be there the third day.
Okay, fine. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 9 p.m. And for about 9 to, say, 11, 11:30?
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So we'll be on then. We'll post that in the topic that we made. So, we want to know how you like it. Mm-hmm. Let us know. You can reply to the question of the week by sending us an email to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail to 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message on Skype. That's Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
You can also get us on Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget about Warhawk Wednesday. Tell a few friends about us. If you're on iTunes, leave us a review.
Yes.
And I think I covered everything. Facebook and MySpace. More Facebook, though.
Yes. Cool? Yeah. That's about it.
I think so.
Before we wrap up, you guys have any closing thoughts?
Thank you, Repeat.
You got any questions for me?
Do you actually throw shrimp on the Barbie?
I think we made the right choice with you.
Repeat, did you have a good time?
Yeah, no, it was good times, good times.
Yeah, it was okay.
We'll see how the episode turns out.
Well, good. Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for the entry. And we really enjoyed having you on the show. It's been a great time.
Jeff had a question, though.
Definitely. I was going to ask if you actually throw shrimps on the Barbie. Or if you actually know anyone whose baby was eaten by a dingo.
No, we don't throw shrimps on the Barbie. And no, I don't know anyone whose baby's eaten by a dingo.
Do you know Yahtzee?
I think he's lying.
No, I don't know Yahtzee.
It's a big continent.
From Australia.
That's okay, man. I don't actually live in an igloo. Or wear plaid. But I do say A.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Didn't catch that. What was that?
Huh? All right, we're wrapping
Everyone's
up. That's it. We're done.
This is ridiculous. This is like the computers we have saying, get the fuck off.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Too damn hot, Danny. I want to make come back on.
This show will never end.
No, it's not.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yes.
And until next time, play your games. And I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
And I'm Repeat.
Yeah. There you go.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Later, guys.
Take it easy.
See ya.
All right. I have one voicemail. I'm just going to play it.
Go for it.
You guys listen to it. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Two Hands Revy. I'm a longtime listener and first time voicemail leaver.
What's up,
Kudos nice. To the Freeze Pop intro. You made me buy that song on iTunes, actually.
Can you mark this, Chris?
I wanted to keep this long and sweet.
What are we doing?
I don't know why the hell it's not playing.
It is playing.
It was playing.
I can hear it.
Oh, way to go, Jason. I heard it.
He doesn't have his headphones in.
Oh my god, that's so
way to
weird.
Go, buddy.
It's so low and I can't hear anything.
Here, by the way. When you're plugging in that headphone, take another sip.
All right, hold on. I'm sipping now. Yeah, you going to mark that, Chris?
Yeah, it's marked.
No, okay. No, I don't think you should. I think that should
be penalty
for
fucking roll with that.
For fucking that
yeah,
shit
let's
up.
Keep going.
No
problem.
Keep that in here. You keep that in here.
We keep Jeff's fuck ups in. Why not keep yours in there?
We're going to take a vote. Who votes to keep that in? Say aye. Yeah, there we go.
You don't count.
Oh, of course I count.
He counts as two.
All right. That's yeah. All right. Here we go again.